एक शेयर किया था कि द डे दैट फायरिंग इंसिडेंट हैपेंड ऑन द ट्रेन ऑन द सेम रूट माय मदर एंड माय सिस्टर वाज आल्सो ट्रेवलिंग ऑन द सेम रूट एंड एवरीथिंग. सो आई मीन आई डोंट थिंक एनीवन कैन यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट एग्जैक्टली दैट मींस. एंड मैंने स्पेसिफिकली अपने घर में बोला हुआ है दैट व्हेन यू ट्रेवल डोंट टेक एनीथिंग व्हिच इवन लुक्स लाइक नॉन वेज ड्यूरिंग ट्रेवल, बिकॉज मैंने बोला यू डोंट नो कब क्या हो जाए. थिंग्स आर नॉट एट ऑल गुड एंड ऑफ कोर्स दे ट्रेवल बाई लाइक पैसेंजर एंड ऑल दोस, बट नहीं कह सकते कभी क्या हो जाए. तो दिस थिंग आई मीन दीज आर लाइक इन माई फैमिली दीज डिस्कशंस हैपन. तो अब तुम लोग के घर में क्या होता है तुम समझ सकते हो.
Long years ago, we made a trip with destiny, and now the time comes when we shall redeem our pledge.
8 नवंबर 2016 की रात्रि को 12 बजे से
चीफ मिनिस्टर के लिए मेरा एक ही संदेश है कि वो राजधर्म का पालन करें.
हार्डवेयर वालों की सोच क्या होती है, हार्ड वर्क वालों की सोच क्या होती है.
अरे ये ना पंजाब की खुशबू.
एक्चुअली बहुत खराब लग रहा है और उसमें क्या हो रहा है, दो तीन चीज हो रहा है इसमें. एक तो मेंटल स्ट्रेस बहुत बढ़ गया है इसमें. दूसरा बात है कि वो फिर फिजिकल हेल्थ पे भी बहुत आ रहा है, इन द सेंस के यू नो यू रीड द न्यूज एवरी डे एंड एम्पथी हम लोग में है, इसके लिए हम लोग को ज्यादा सोचते हैं शायद. लेकिन फिर वो फीलिंग्स, उनका फीलिंग सोच के वो ज्यादा ही होता है. जैसा सबसे ज्यादा डर अभी मेरे को इससे लगने लगा है, विजिलेंटीज का जो चक्कर है ना उससे, उसका वो डेमोक्रेसी स्लाइडिंग तो बहुत बड़ा इशू है जो डिस्कस करेंगे तो बहुत लंबा चलेगा जो हो रहा है. लेकिन रोड्स पे जो नॉर्थ बेल्ट में और सब जगह अभी महाराष्ट्र में भी होने लगा है, सब जगह होने लगा है विजिलेंटीज का, तो वो एक लोगों का वीडियोस देख के उनका आंखों में जैसा ब्लड है, यू नो दे आर सो एंग्री, वो देख के ऐसा लग रहा है कि नोबडी इज सेफ. यू नो मतलब स्टेट हैज गिवन देयर पावर टू दीज गाइज एंड दे आर रूलिंग द स्ट्रीट्स. प्लस मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन इतना ज्यादा बढ़ जाने से किसी से भी बातचीत नहीं कर सकते हैं. जो हम लोग समझते हैं, जो हम लोग रिलेट करते हैं, वो उनको समझ में नहीं आता है. पहला बात तो गुस्सा आता था, अभी तो गुस्सा आना भी मतलब खत्म हो गया वो सब. अभी रिलेशंस आर हार्डली, आई वाज सो सोशल, आई हैड स्कूल फ्रेंड्स, आई एम 60 इयर्स, आई हैड स्कूल फ्रेंड्स, कॉलेज फ्रेंड्स, द प्लेसेस आई यूज्ड टू वर्क इन बॉम्बे वहां पे था, फिर जो मैं काम शुरू किया तभी के दोस्त थे. एंड अभी मेरे को आई डोंट हैव, आई हैव वन और टू फ्रेंड्स विथ हुम आई टॉक एंड दे अंडरस्टैंड आवर थिंग्स. बाकी जो भी थे जैसा ग्रुप था सोसाइटी में, सोसाइटी में देर आर सो मेनी बिल्डिंग्स, यू नो बहुत बड़ा सोसाइटी है. तो कोविड टाइम पे ये जो हुआ था ना, कोविड में आई वैसे तो सोसाइटी में किससे बातचीत ज़्यादा नहीं होती थी, पर कोविड टाइम में जो फ्री होते थे तो नीचे बातें करते थे, तो तभी बहुत झगड़े हो गए. झगड़े मतलब वो पहला मैं सुनता था फिर बहस करता था, फिर मेरे को टेम्पर आउट होके फिर इनके साथ चिल्लाना पड़ता था. तो उस टाइम से फिर आई स्टॉप गोइंग टू द मीटिंग्स, सोसाइटी मीटिंग्स एंड टॉकिंग टू द सोसाइटी पीपल. हार्डली देर इज एनीबडी इन द सोसाइटी आई टॉक टू. फ्रेंड सर्कल भी पूरा टूट गया है, सोशल सर्कल भी पूरा टूट गया है. तो अभी ये जो हमारा डिस्कॉर्ड चैनल है वो एक लाइफ सेवर जैसा बन गया, यू नो. तो उधर आके बातचीत करते हैं, वो एक स्पेस है, वो अच्छा स्पेस है. बाकी आई डोंट थिंक किसी से बातचीत कर सकते हैं अभी आज के टाइम में. और मेरे को बोला भी जाता है कि तुम कहाँ भी चलोगे सोशली तो जब बात मत करना, तुम थोड़ा शांति से बैठना, यू नो. पर वो शांति से बैठना होता नहीं, फिर कोई बात करेगा तो फिर उस पर आई जस्ट बटन, तो वो आदत जाता नहीं.
तो माय ब्रदर ही लाइक्स पाकिस्तानी म्यूजिक अ लॉट, सो पहले तो हमने कुछ नहीं बोलती थी, बट अभी जिस तरह की सिचुएशन है यूपी में, मैं और वो ऐसे मजाक बहुत करते रहते हैं. तो वो बोलते हैं मुझसे कि कहीं जा रहा हूँगा तो बोल दूंगा मुस्लिम हूँ. तो पहले मैं मजाक में ले लेती थी, बट अभी मैं बिल्कुल मजाक में नहीं लेती हूँ और बिल्कुल भी उसको बोल देती हूँ कि कहीं भी ऐसा लगना नहीं चाहिए दैट यू आर अ फैन ऑफ समथिंग दैट इज रिलेटिंग टू पाकिस्तान. तो मतलब मुझे डर लगता है उसके लिए, पहले नहीं लगता था ऐसा 16-17 के आसपास, बट अभी मुझे डर लगता है कि ओपनली इतना बोलने की जरूरत नहीं है. जैसे घर पे तो नहीं है, इतने ज्यादा लोग ही नहीं है, और जिस तरह से हम लोग सोचते हैं या उस तरह से है ही नहीं, सारे जितने भी फैमिली है सारे बीजेपी सपोर्टर ही है, तो हम तो बात ही नहीं करते रिलेटिव से अपने उतना, बट इन जनरल जैसे वो दोस्तों के बीच में है, लड़कों के साथ है कानपुर में, तो मुझे थोड़ा लगता है डर कि इतना ओपनली मजाक नहीं करने का कि इंडिया बेकार है या ऐसा कुछ है, मतलब मुझे अजीब लगता है, थोड़ा अनसेफ लगता है इस तरह की वो मजाक करता है, तो ये चीज जैसे अभी सर ने बोला कि उनको लोग बोलते हैं ओपनली इतना अपने व्यूज नहीं बताना, वैसा ही मैं उसको बोलती रहती हूँ कि ज्यादा बताना नहीं किसी को।
वो बात तो है। मतलब इससे मेरे को याद आया कि हम लोग जब कोक स्टूडियो स्टार्ट हुआ था तो पाकिस्तानी कोक स्टूडियो को मतलब बहुत आराम से मतलब हम लोग अप्रिशिएट करते थे इन इवन इन पब्लिक। लेकिन आजकल मतलब एनीथिंग रिलेटेड टू लाइक पाकिस्तान और मतलब एनीथिंग दैट गोज अगेंस्ट द करेंट डिस्कोर्स राइट, मतलब वो उसको मतलब बहुत सटली दबाने की कोशिश करते हैं इवन इन द फैमिली मतलब स्पेसेस। तो इफ यू से लाइक कि अरे वो बाबर इज द बेस्ट बैट्समैन तो बोलेंगे अरे क्यों भाई, विराट कोहली को देखो। मतलब हम देख सकते हैं लेकिन देर इज द अदर साइड ऑफ इट राइट ऑल्सो। तो लाइक वही मुझे मतलब ऐसे याद आया कि मतलब कोक स्टूडियो की बात हो रही थी और मैंने मतलब बोल दिया कि पाकिस्तानी कोक स्टूडियो तो बहुत अच्छा होता है यार। एंड देन लाइक नहीं नहीं ऐसा क्या है, हमारा भी कर्नाटिक म्यूजिक सुनो तुम। मतलब दिस इज लाइक एन एक्चुअल कॉन्वर्सेशन दैट हैपेंड व्हिच इज फनी एंड सैड दैट दिस इज द टाइम्स वी लिव इन।
तो आपने ये भी नोटिस किया है क्या कि अपनी सोशल सर्कल्स या सोशल इवेंट्स पे जाना भी कम हो गया है?
आई हैड अ बेस्ट फ्रेंड्स इन स्कूल सिंस 8th स्टैंडर्ड एंड शी वॉज अ रियली गुड फ्रेंड, लेकिन ये जितना भी जैसे जैसे ये मोदी 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 एंड बीजेपी बढ़ता गया एंड वी स्टार्टेड हैविंग रियली हीटेड आर्ग्यूमेंट्स, एंड उसके बाद से मैंने बोलना ही बंद कर दिया, लाइक शी स्टार्टेड क्राइंग वंस कि ऐसे कैसे बोल दिया, तो मतलब फिर मैंने बोलना ही बंद कर दिया बिल्कुल उसके बारे में, और अब तो वो फ्रेंड भी नहीं है, तो एंड इट्स हार्ड टू बी फ्रेंड्स विद पीपल हु इट्स नॉट द प्रॉब्लम दैट दे आर बीजेपी सपोर्टर्स, द प्रॉब्लम दैट दे आर नॉट ओके विद लिसनिंग टू योर पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, उनको बस ये है कि जो मुझे पता है वही सही है, सुनना ही नहीं है कोई और क्या बोल रहा है, तो इट्स हार्ड टू बी फ्रेंड्स विद देम, या दैट्स ऑल।
नहीं, मैं वही बोल रहा था कि कमिंग फ्रॉम अपर कास्ट प्रिविलेज्ड सोसाइटी राइट, मैं जो सोसाइटी से आता हूँ तो जब मैं अभी सोशल इवेंट्स पे जाता हूँ या सोशल सर्कल्स में हैंड आउट, तो द टॉक इज सो हॉरिबली कन्वोल्यूटेड। यही सब चीजें डिस्कस होती है जैसे पाकिस्तान बुरा है और ये सब, तो इसलिए मैंने अभी एक सोशल इवेंट्स और रिलेटिव्स के साथ हैंड आउट करना ही छोड़ दिया। डोंट इवन गो टू विजिट देयर प्लेसेस या व्हेनेवर आई गो बैक होम I make it something I put my foot down and meet them anymore.
डेफिनेटली डिस्कोर्स तो इस तरह मतलब खत्म हो चुका है हमारी मतलब इवन विद माय फ्रेंड्स एंड द फैमिली कि जब अब मुझे डर लगता है बातें करने में। मैं आई डोंट वांट टू टॉक अबाउट पॉलिटिक्स बिकॉज आई हैव कट ऑफ सो मेनी पीपल फ्रॉम माय लाइफ जस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ दिस। बिकॉज आई नो कि अगर मैं कुछ बात शुरू करूंगा तो बात किधर जाने वाली है। एंड आई थिंक एनी बडी लिसनिंग टू दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन विल अंडरस्टैंड की वॉट आई मीन बाई दैट एंड बिकॉज आई डोंट रियली वॉन्ट टू से इट आउट लाउड। देर इज जस्ट सो मच हेट, देर इज जस्ट वन पॉलिटिकल मतलब अलाइनमेंट जिसकी बातें सुनी जाती हैं, जिनका जिनका मतलब रोज पूजा की जाती है ऑलमोस्ट। तो इट्स लाइक यू कैन नॉट से एनी थिंग एंड देन वेरी सटली देर आर थिंग्स लाइक यू नो अरे वो तो ऐसे होते हैं, उनसे बातें नहीं करनी चाहिए, वो उनके कनेक्शंस वहां वहां से होते हैं। मतलब वेरी मतलब आई डोंट हैव वर्ड्स टू मतलब कि इतना हेट कैसे भर गया है कि तुम किसी भी रैंडम इनोसेंट पर्सन को मतलब यू जस्ट हेट टू लाइक से थिंग्स लाइक दैट।
हाँ, तो मैं बता दूं, लाइक आई एम फ्रॉम द कम्युनिटी विच नो वन वांट्स टू बिलोंग टू करेंटली इन इंडिया। ओके, सो बेसिकली द थिंग इज, अलग इंसिडेंट क्या बोलूं, मेरे साथ तो अभी रिसेंटली मैंने एक शेयर किया था कि द डे दैट फायरिंग इंसिडेंट हैपेंड ऑन द ट्रेन ऑन द सेम रूट, माई मदर एंड माई सिस्टर वॉज ऑल्सो ट्रेवलिंग ऑन द सेम रूट एंड एवरीथिंग। सो आई मीन आई डोंट थिंक एनी वन कैन यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट एग्जैक्टली दैट मीन्स। एंड मैंने स्पेसिफिकली अपने घर में बोला हुआ है दैट व्हेन यू ट्रेवल डोंट टेक एनीथिंग व्हिच इवन लुक्स लाइक नॉन वेज। ड्यूरिंग ट्रेवल, बिकॉज मैंने बोला यू डोंट नो कब क्या हो जाए, थिंग्स आर नॉट एट ऑल गुड, एंड ऑफ कोर्स दे ट्रेवल बाय लाइक पैसेंजर एंड ऑल दोस, बट नहीं कह सकते कभी क्या हो जाए. तो दिस थिंग आई मीन दीज आर लाइक इन माय फैमिली दीज डिस्कशंस हैपन. तो अब तुम लोग के घर में क्या होता है तुम समझ सकते हो वेयर आई वी आर. दोस्ती के बारे में 2014 से देखो दोस्त अभी भी मेरे हैं, बट द थिंग इज आई जस्ट बीइंग सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम ऑलमोस्ट एवरी वन, बिकॉज ज्यादातर या तो वो उसी लीनिंग है या फिर वो खुल के फेसबुक में उस बारे में बात करेंगे, बट जब आप उनसे मिलोगे तो हाँ ठीक है अच्छी बात है, बट एक फियर फैक्टर तो रहता है ना दैट दिस पर्सन ऑलवेज जनरलाइज मी इन अ वन वे. लाइक मैंने अभी रिसेंटली एक दोस्त से बोला कि मैं यार मेरा मन नहीं है मैरिज करने का, ऐसा पुराना दोस्त है एंड ही इज लाइक कोर संगी टाइप हो, तो वो बोला अरे ऐसा कैसे हो सकता है तुम शादी कैसे नहीं कर सकते हो तुम लोग तो शादी, मतलब ही इज लाइक ऐसा कैसे हो सकता है दैट काइंड ऑफ माइंडसेट. एंड द सेम थिंग हैपन लाइक वेयर मैं काम करता हूँ जहाँ पे, वहां सबसे ज्यादा मैंने कई जगह फेस किया है. सो मोस्टली जहाँ भी मैंने काम किया है जिस भी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में यहाँ पे इन दोज टीम्स और एरिया आई वॉज द ओनली मुस्लिम एंड मोस्ट ऑफ द अदर पीपल नेवर हैव इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टू हाउ अ मुस्लिम पर्सन लुक लाइक और वॉट एक्चुअली बिहेवियर. तो उनका बहुत कई बार अजीब सा वो होता है दैट यू डोंट एक्चुअली लुक लाइक मुस्लिम. एंड सेकेंड थिंग इज अगर मैं जैसे एक मेरा फ्रेंड था पिछले टीम में दैट पर्सन इज लाइक व्हेन आई मोस्टली आई गो लाइक मैं ऑफिस में जाता था अगर कैंटीन खाने तो मैं बिरयानी या कुछ नॉन वेज खाता था, तो ही सेड या तुम घर में हर दिन नॉन वेज खाते हो अच्छा क्या कितने कहाँ पे नॉन वेज खाते हो, मतलब इज लाइक उसके दिमाग में को भरा हुआ है दैट दीज पीपल ईट सर्टेन थिंग दे डू सर्टेन थिंग एंड इन देयर होम ऑल्सो दे डू सर्टेन थिंग. तो वो जो बोल रहा था वो नहीं बोल रहा था द थिंग व्हाट ही गेट फीड एंड वाई. एंड अभी रिसेंटली मैं जहाँ हूँ वहां पे एक गुजराती दो लोग मेरे साथ काम करते हैं तो एंड दे वर लाइक प्योर वेज की हम बस वेज खाते हैं, तो मैं कुछ दिन हम लोग गए साथ में मैंने नॉन वेज वगैरह खाया तो हाँ ठीक है, मतलब उनका एक्सप्रेशन समझ में आ रहा था दे आर नॉट लाइक लाइकिंग योर सर, तो मैंने फिर अवॉइड कर दिया मैं नहीं जाता हूँ उन लोगों के साथ. एंड एक दिन क्या हुआ इंसिडेंट, मैंने एक च्युइंगम खरीदा तो मैंने बोला तुम्हें भी खाना है क्या च्युइंगम, तो उसने बोला कि ये वेज है ना मुझसे, तो आई मीन यू अंडरस्टैंड they don't tell you directly but yeah they give you a lot of hints that you understand what exactly they think about you.
So can I ask you a question Hardwar bhai?
Yes.
So लोग मेरे से क्या बोलते हैं ना जब हम इस बारे में बात करते हैं उनसे, तो लोग बोलते हैं अरे ये हमेशा से ऐसे ही रहता है आजकल, इतना इतना ओवर सेंसिटिव होने की जरूरत नहीं है तुम्हें. तो इज इट ट्रू कि हमेशा से ही ऐसा था कि
तो हमेशा से मैं ये बोलूंगा कि हमेशा से ये चीज इस तरीके से नहीं था बट था. मैं बताता हूँ इंसिडेंट, इवन लाइक माय ग्रैंडफादर्स टाइम लाइक फ्रॉम 50 इयर्स बैक आल्सो मेरे जो दादा थे उनके एक अच्छे दोस्त थे अग्रवाल थे एंड बहुत क्लोज रिलेशनशिप थी बट सब कुछ था एकदम क्लोज था शादी वादी में जाना, बट हमारे घर से अगर कोई खाना उनके घर जाएगा दे विल नॉट एक्सेप्ट दैट. तो इट इज नॉट लाइक एंड सेकेंड इंसिडेंट मैं बताता हूँ, 2002 का जब राइट हुआ था गुजरात में आई वॉज आई एम फ्रॉम, सो मेरे घर के मतलब मेरा घर हिंदू मेजोरिटी एरिया में है तो वहां पे स्पेसिफिकली मेरे घर पे जय श्री राम के पेंटिंग वो दीवार पे पेंट किया गया था मतलब एज अ मार्किंग. तो आई एम सीइंग दिस फ्रॉम लॉन्ग बैक एंड इवन माई ग्रैंड फादर सेड लाइक क्योंकि अभी जो छुआछूत हम लोग बोलते हैं कि जो दलित और SST आता है छुआछूत वाज आल्सो विद द मुस्लिम कम्युनिटी एंड स्पेसिफिकली इफ यू आर नॉट लाइक वेरी हाई इन्फ्लुएंस्ड फैमिली
राइट.
तो ये मेरा मतलब और बहुत सारे इंसिडेंट है डे टू डे होते रहते हैं, मतलब ऑफ कोर्स मैं कहीं भी जाता हूँ यानी इवन आई व्हेन आई गो ट्रेन आई डोंट वांट टू आइडेंटिफाई माई सेल्फ कि सामने वाले को पता चल जाए, इसलिए नहीं कि वो कुछ करेगा बट द थिंग इज अगर मौका आया तो सबसे पहले वो मेरे साथ ही करेगा. You get me that thing. That is the key thing which makes me afraid. Because aajkal I can't believe anyone. Like who will turn into monster when I don't know. Because one thing is clear. Jo wo bolte hai na ki first they come for them, then they. In that list, I am in the first. So after me, whatever happened, I mean, it doesn't matter. A dead man doesn't matter for anyone and for dead man nothing matters. जो तुम लोग जिसके लिए discuss कर रहे हो मैं उसको day to day मेरी reality है वो. So even if I tell or not and believe me मैं मेरे लिए सामने लोग नहीं बोलते but मेरे पीठ पीछे ये जरूर बोलते होंगे कि how this person actually reached till here because they don't actually फील कि मुस्लिम इतने ऊपर तक या किसी बड़े ऐसी पोस्ट तक पहुंच सकते हैं, बिकॉज देयर इज नो वन लिटरली. मतलब मैं तुम्हें बता रहा हूँ, जब दिवाली आती है ये आती है, एवरी वन विश एवरीथिंग, बट वेन फेस्टिवल ईद और एनीथिंग कम्स, नो वन इवन रियलाइज दैट एनीथिंग हैपेंड लाइक दैट हैपेंड. आई मीन इट्स नॉट फ्रॉम मी, सिंस आई एम इन IT आई एम सीइंग दिस.
राइट
यार, सो आई गेस मैंने पता नहीं बताया कि नहीं बताया, बट मैं जहाँ काम करता हूँ ऑफिस में, मतलब मोस्टली सब इस्लामोफोबिक ही है. सो फॉर एग्जांपल मेरे ऑफिस में वहाँ पे अजान बजता रहता है, तो एक लीड के मुंह पे ऐसे घिन जैसा मैंने नोटिस किया था एक बार, और कुछ उसने मंबल भी किया था, उसके फेस से पता चल जाता है कि भाई इसको नहीं पसंद आ रहा. और मतलब आयरनी हो जाती है कि लोग गाना सुनते हैं, ये कौन सा, ये जो हल्का हल्का सुरूर है, और उसी टाइम पे इस्लामोफोबिक कमेंट कर देते हैं. मतलब बहुत ही अजीब है, मतलब क्यों करते हैं ऐसा. दूसरा, हाँ ये एक बार, हाँ एक कलीग के पास गया था मैं, मेरे पास सारी ऑफिस स्टोरीज ही है अभी, और वो कुछ देख रहा था, मतलब मुझे उसका कुछ काम था, एंड यूट्यूब पे देख रहा था कि भाई कैसे पॉपुलेशन बढ़ रहा है, उनका घट रहा है, हमारा घट रहा है, उनका बढ़ रहा है, ये सारे वीडियोस देख रहा था. एंड और मेरे को कितना, दस दस हॉलीडेज मिलता है पूरे ईयर में, और उसमें से एक ईद का भी रहता है, तो लाइक उसका भी डिस्गस्ट है कि भाई इनको ज्यादा क्यों मिल रहा है, शायद ईद के दो रहते हैं हम लोग को हॉलीडेज, इस बात का भी डिस्गस्ट रहता है लोगों को कि भाई इतना क्यों हो रहा है. ये कैंटीन में बैठते हैं, तो अभी रिसेंटली कैंटीन में बैठा था मैं, तो सुन रहा था कि ये नूह में वायलेंस हुआ था हरियाणा में, तो लाइक इन शॉर्ट्स पे कुछ न्यूज आ रही थी, तो इन शॉर्ट्स पे बोलते हैं कि इन शॉर्ट्स वाले हिंदुओं को क्यों नहीं दिखाते इतना, ये सिर्फ उनका ही क्यों दिखाते रहते हैं, मतलब पूरा डिस्कोर्स ऐसा है. और इन सबके बीच एक मतलब कपल है हमारे कंपनी में, एंड इंटरफेथ कपल है, तो लाइक इट्स शॉकिंग के इन सब के बीच भी लोग मतलब ढूंढ लेते हैं, मतलब मुस्लिम्स वर्क इन माय कंपनी, मतलब बहुत कम है, लाइक रेशियो बहुत कम है, बट स्टिल इंटरफेथ कपल है, तो मुझे ऐसा लगता है कुछ फेथ है, बट ओवरऑल तो सैडनेस ही है. और मैं जहां जाता हूँ वहां तो बिल्कुल नहीं, अगर सरकार चेंज भी होगी ना यहाँ पे, यहाँ पे तो कोई उम्मीद नहीं.
द सोसाइटी हैज ब्रोकन इनटू सो मेनी पीसेस कि अब मतलब सरकार चेंज हो ना हो उसको जेल बैक करने में मतलब इट विल टेक अ लॉट ऑफ एफर्ट एंड एंड टाइम.
People are talking about like I have both in college and at my workplace. At my workplace, like Islamophobia वाला flavor तो थोड़ा control कर लेते हैं. They are not so outright about it. We are in like an MNC, so they are not so upfront about it. Because when we joined, everyone says that oh no, you all try to speak in English as much as possible, and it's like a very multicultural workplace. So everyone is like very, very, you know, so like. Very like careful not to say anything, but as long as the topic moves out of something of the scope of like India and उनकी जो commentary आनी शुरू होती है फिर की like we were before that I wanted to say in college especially somebody who like I befriended in college turned out to be like so hard core of like Hindu right wing. And we reconnected sometime later over WhatsApp. And the thing is that I just could not help myself without like clarifying that does he hold the same beliefs still? And he like did, and it was very strange because जैसे आप बोल रहे हो ना कि इतनी हेट कैसे बढ़ गई है, इट इज एग्जिस्टेंशियल फॉर देम. इट इज लाइक हाँ या तो हम बचेंगे या तो ये लोग बचेंगे, दैट इज द नैरेटिव. That not just him, but he was like telling that I'm part of groups where I act like I contribute a part of my salary to these groups every month. These are not political mainstream groups. These are like underground, like extremist groups which are like preparing for like a day of the rope kind of scenario in India. Okay? And their narrative is fully like, yeah, to ye bache. And he's like. So I asked, okay, what is the root of this? He's like, it is just self-preservation. According to me, there is who they are going to kill me. And that is something that how do you logic someone out of that? That's like a existential belief. They have built their entire life around that. Yeah. But right now, the thing, what my perspective is that so these are like, okay, still fringe, but the general thing with like, you know, people in the middle, people at the center, like the center of the bell curve people. These people, for them, what has happened in India, especially, that a lot of right-wing ideas have become common sense. So for them, so what happens is, you know, a normal conversation is going on. Let's say something comes up which is slightly political in the topic. Somebody will express a right-wing opinion. Everybody will start talking about it. If I'm part of the conversation, I'll start introducing some progressive left-wing perspective into it. Then they're like, nahi yaar, humein na politics discuss karna achha nahi lagta hai. Itna, let's not discuss politics here. Like, they got to say whatever they wanted. Right? I think this is what I'm noticing. The right-wing ideas in India especially have become common sense. And when we start introducing the more critical thinking, because that's what right-wing offers, very simplistic answers for everything. Why is the nation in decline? Like, if you talk about Modi, then the nation is not in decline. But in general, the nation is declining because Muslims are increasing. Okay, everything is a fault of Muslims. Again, that person from my college friend group, he was like, dude, you tell me anything bad that has happened in the history of the world, and I will tell you how that was related to Muslims. Mm-hmm. And like, I was like, this is like JQ posting, but for Muslims. So this is like, everything bad is a grand conspiracy by Muslim people. And they will, you know, hiding power level kind of thing. They will never outright come and say, he was saying to me because I was his old friend. But in a general setting, they will just hint towards these things. Yeah, tumne aisa socha, like, have you looked into that? They have these sets of conspiracy theories, right? Like, Hitler was not planning to actually commit the Holocaust unless he met like the Mufti, Grand Mufti of Jerusalem or some nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a thing. Okay. Mm. It is a conspiracy theory given a wind by who's the PM of Israel right now?
Netanyahu.
Yeah. Netanyahu has repeated this conspiracy theory on the world stage. So you know, that sort of this Overton window shift has happened. Mm. And I think, you know, government, what does the government change even represent? Because if the India coalition comes, they don't have any ideological thrust. They are just anti-BJP. That's it. Like, they don't have an ideology of their own. They just represent things going back to when everything was like still corrupt and still all very like zero trust in the government, but still, like, at least, you know, dissidence was possible. So, you know, you can have a little dissidence as a treat, but no real like vision for the future.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to share.
Seedhi baat hai, mujhe dar lagta hai. Even jahan main rehta hu, yahan bhi main kisi bhi tarike se, even meri wife bhi jaise kuch गाना सुन रही है या फिर इस तरीके का कुछ जो इट इज लाइक मोर इस्लामिक और लाइक ताजदार हराम या ऐसा कुछ चला है, तो मैं बोला प्लीज इसमें मत कर क्योंकि दूसरे कुछ भी कर रहे हैं. बट आई मीन यू विल बिकम द टारगेट इफ समडे समथिंग हैपन, दे हैव बाय डिफॉल्ट इन देयर माइंड दैट दिस इज अ पर्सन विच यू हैव टू टारगेट. तो अभी क्या है ना, अभी वी आर इन अ फेज वेयर टारगेट आइडेंटिफिकेशन एंड टारगेट. सो आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू बी, इवन दो लाइक जानते हैं सब है लोग, but I don't want to be a that kind of person ki I can't say it's all about fear. Simple. I have a fear, and I fear that if someone turns on me and something happened to me, I will not get justice. Just leave justice, I won't be accounted for death. I mean, this is truth. You were not agreeing. So मैं बहुत पहले बोलता था कि रेडियो रवांडा इज अ ट्रुथ विच विल कम टू इंडिया, एंड मेनी पीपल दैट टाइम डिसएग्री विद मी दैट ये नहीं होगा. अरे मैं बोलता हूँ आज की वो चीज होगी दैट लोग बोलेंगे ये है नया, लाइक टीवी नोएडा और समथिंग लाइक दैट. रेडियो रवांडा विल बी थिंग ऑफ पास्ट, बिकॉज जहां हम लोग जा रहे हैं दैट इज द वे, एंड सरफेस पे कुछ और, अंदर कुछ और. सी दे नीड एन एनिमी एंड दे हैव एन एनिमी, और वो कंसिस्टेंट हर जगह उनके लिए एग्जैक्टली बराबर है. इधर इट मणिपुर और कुछ भी, इवन मणिपुर में देखा वो दो लोग के बीच में था स्टार्टिंग में क्या चला, वो एक मुस्लिम है जिसके देखा था ना वो वाला एक नैरेटिव अलग टाइप का. तो दिस इज द थिंग, लड़ाई किसी की भी हो कुछ भी हो ऐसो, और हर कोई एक बात ये देखा है ना कि नेहरू को हर किसी को मुस्लिम क्यों बनाना चाहता है. सो वॉट इफ समवन बिकम मुस्लिम, it means automatically you become anti-national, you automatically become a degraded person, automatically you become someone that has no accountability if someone do anything to you, like that kind of situation. Why everyone wants to prove other as a Muslim? ये basic narrative तो इसी में छुपा हुआ है ना, जो भी अपना enemy है. राहुल को क्यों ये बोलते हैं या जवाहरलाल नेहरू क्यों? बेसिकली ये है कि क्योंकि एक बार आपने मुस्लिम साबित कर दिया, देन फिर वो तो इंसान ही नहीं है ना. देन पर्सन इज नो लॉन्गर ह्यूमन, ही इज अ एविल डेविल, ही केम फ्रॉम समवेयर एंड वी हैव टू टेक द लाइक जो पास्ट में हुआ उसका बदला लेना है हमें.
सो दैट गाय हिज नेम वाज समथिंग लाइक हिंदू नेम. And then he started driving and we started talking there. And then he realized I was not some Islamophobic person or someone BJP supporter. Because I at that point, I was okay with discussing things with strangers. Then he told me that this account is registered on my friend's name, but I run the cab. So that's why on Ola, it shows his name. Right? I mean, at that point, I didn't understand the gravity of this, but now that I realize, he said that people cancel when they say yeah. Muslim name in cap. And other experience, it's nothing like this, but it's my fear from someone from BJP. So I took a cab from Lucknow to Kanpur, and that guy was very openly Hindu extremist, and he was like, I don't need to wear seat belt. I don't need to follow signals. मेरे relative जो हैं वो यहाँ प्रधान हैं और मेरे relative जो हैं वो इन MP को जानते हैं, इसको जानते हैं. I really felt scared. आप mask क्यों लगा के बैठे हो? आप उतार दो mask. आपका relationship status क्या है? कहाँ रहते हो? I mean, it's more unprofessional, I would say. But again, I would have said what I was thinking, but he kept mentioning that I am in a political family or thoda BJP se related. I just kept silent. I didn't say anything. I felt kind of scared. Thoda jo politics se related log rehte. Otherwise, I confront people. I have never had this kind of experience in Bangalore kyunki log yahan bahut professional hai. इनकम कोई भी हो, पीपल आर प्रोफेशनल, मतलब कैब रैपिडो कुछ भी है. बट यूपी में व्हेन यू टेक अ कैब दे वांट टू नो अबाउट योर फैमिली, पूरा ही हिस्ट्री. तो इट्स वेरी वियर्ड. हाँ, बट हाँ, पॉलिटिकल पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से ही टोल्ड मी दैट ही इज फ्रॉम बीजेपी और समथिंग. आई जस्ट डिडंट से एनीथिंग. आई जस्ट केप्ट नॉडिंग एंड आई डिडंट टेक माय मास्क ऑफ. आई वाज सो स्केयर्ड ऑफ हिम. या दैट्स इट. या एंड या दैट फैमिली.
Go ahead.
So family members being Islamophobic, I don't care about other people because baat hi nahi karte hum to. But mummy meri ye covid ke time pe college band ho gaye the, to ghar par jab thi aur I was very active on Twitter, main sab dekhti rehti thi, to main bhai mummy ko batati rehti, tab mujhe pata chala how hateful she is. Itna zyada. And she does not have any instance जिसमें उनको कोई नुकसान हुआ हो. एंड हर कस्टमर्स आर मुस्लिम. एंड आई आस्क हर कि उन्होंने कुछ गलत किया क्या, तो शी इज लाइक नहीं, वो सिर्फ अच्छे हैं जिनसे मैं बात करती हूँ, सिर्फ वो अच्छे हैं, बाकी जो जिनको मैं नहीं जानती हूँ वो खराब हैं, वो सारे प्लान कर रहे हैं, वो सारे ऐसे रहते हैं, वो गंदे रहते हैं, ये करते वो करते हैं, बट जिनसे मैंने बात करी है वो तो अच्छे हैं. तो लेकिन वही है कि जिनसे मैंने बात करी उनकी वजह से मैं पूरी कम्युनिटी को अच्छा नहीं मानूंगी. जो मैंने सुना है टीवी पर वो ही सच है, वो ऐसे ही करते हैं, यही करते हैं. और ऐसे स्पेसिफिक दुकानें रहेंगी जहाँ पे उनको ट्रस्ट है कि ये मुस्लिम की दुकान है, ऐसा तो सामान वहीं से लेना है क्योंकि ये सामान की क्वालिटी मुझे पता है अच्छी होगी क्योंकि यहाँ से बहुत पहले से सामान आ रहा है. बट शी विल कंटिन्यू विद द हेट. शी विल ट्रस्ट द शॉप, शॉपकीपर एंड हर कस्टमर्स, एवरीथिंग, बट विद द हेट. तो आई रियली डिडंट गेट इट. बहुत सारा ऐसे, इतनी ज्यादा लड़ाई, इतना ज्यादा झगड़ा इस सब बातों पे, क्योंकि आई कैन नॉट स्टैंड द थॉट कि मेरे घर में ही समवन इज सो हेटफुल बिना किसी रीजन के भी. ऐसा नहीं कि एक बार ऐसा हुआ हो कि हम कहीं फंस गए, कुछ नहीं, कुछ कोई लेना देना नहीं, कोई प्रूफ ही नहीं है इस बारे में, लेकिन बहुत ज्यादा हेट. मैं और मेरा भाई तो फिर हमने बात करना, 2 साल तक खूब लड़ाई हुई, फिर बात करना बंद कर दिया क्योंकि उसका कोई पॉइंट नहीं है, उनको चेंज करके कुछ होगा भी नहीं. एंड वो ऐसा इतना ज्यादा मेंटली स्ट्रेसफुल हो गया, इतना बहुत ज्यादा ही दूर तक चली गई बात, तो फिर मैंने बात ही करना बंद कर दिया. उनसे डिस्कस ही नहीं करती कुछ, क्या ही डिस्कस करेंगे जब कोई लॉजिक के साथ बात ही नहीं करना चाहता. और यूजुअली पेरेंट्स आर नॉट ओके विद यू हैविंग योर ओन पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू. उनका ये है कि मैं बड़ा हूँ तो मेरे को ही पता है सब कुछ. तो थोड़ा ये भी रहता है.
I mean, that realization कि आपकी फैमिली में ही नियोनाजीज हैं, it's a very
yes. She is okay with people dying. हाँ, मतलब वो तो मतलब इतना वही, I cannot explain how much hate she has and without any reason. कोई reason नहीं है, कुछ है ही नहीं उनका अपना.
वो राज ने बोला था ना एक बार, घर के संगी.
वायलेंस जो है वो स्टेट का होता है यूजुअली पावर, तो अभी वो है नहीं. अभी वो है तो है, वो ऐसा नहीं कि वो नहीं है. स्टेट के पास की पावर है, क्योंकि आप देख सकते हो कि जो भी ट्वीट पुराने पुराने भी हैं उनके ऊपर भी अभी कैसा केसेस आ रहा है, और जो लॉज हैं, मतलब जैसा आप लोग ने देखा कि CA में यूनिवर्सिटी के बच्चे जब भी प्रोटेस्ट करने गए तो उनको लाइब्रेरी में कैसा पीटा गया, यू नो. वो पावर तो है स्टेट को, लेकिन उन्होंने फिर और एक अपना दे दिया है एसेट, जो सपोर्ट है वो इनको विजिलेंटिस ग्रुप से, बजरंग दल. और जो फियर अभी बोल रहे हैं ना हम लोग, जो फियर है ऑन रोड फियर होता है, जो जैसा हार्डवर्क बोल रहे थे, और ऑनलाइन भी फियर हो रहा है. ऑनलाइन भी उनका है ट्रोलिंग का, गाली देने का, DM में आके आपको माँ बहन की गालियाँ सुनाए. फिर आप अगर अपने नाम से आते हो सोशल मीडिया पे तो आपको ट्रैक कर सकते हैं. प्लस ये जो विजिलेंटिस का है, ये मेरे को ऐसा लग रहा है कि ये लोग कॉन्फ्लिक्ट पे ही, ये लोग का सर्वाइवल है. जो कॉन्फ्लिक्ट, डेली कॉन्फ्लिक्ट इनके जो नहीं होगा ना, तो इनका सर्वाइवल ही नहीं है. तो हर एक कोई ना कोई बात पे कॉन्फ्लिक्ट करना, कभी इकोनॉमिक रीजंस पे उनको चिल्लाना, कभी त्योहार के टाइम मीट नहीं खाना, मीट की दुकानें बंद करवा देना 9-9 दिन, 10-10 दिन, यू नो. वो अपना राज चलाना, जो जो रोड पे वो लोग चलाते, जो जिसको स्टेट भी मना नहीं करता है. नहीं तो स्टेट का काम है उनको बोले कि तुम ये नहीं कर सकते, दिस इज नॉट अलाउड, लेकिन स्टेट इज लुकिंग द अदर वे. तो वो ग्रुप्स भी उन्हीं के हैं, वो ब्रांचेस भी उन्हीं के हैं, वो रूलिंग पार्टी का ही ब्रांचेस में से आए हैं वो लोग, तो उनको वो पूरा सपोर्ट है. और वो मतलब तो अभी ऐसा हो गया है कि यू नो एक फियर फैक्टर तो है, लेकिन इसके साथ जो मेंटल कंडीशन हो रहा है ना, जो लोग हम लोग एम्पथी जैसा ज्यादा दिखाते हैं, तो अभी कोई एंटरटेनमेंट जैसा हमारे लिए नहीं बचा, यू नो. सोशल सर्कल्स ब्रेक डाउन हो गया है, क्योंकि आप किसी से बात नहीं कर सकते हो. उनका बात करने का तरीका ही अलग है, क्योंकि आप ऑपोजिशन का बात करोगे तो ऑपोजिशन को ये लोग ने एनिमी बना के रख दिया है. हर एक ऑपोजिशन, कोई भी स्टेट का रीजनल पार्टीज भी एक एनिमी है. मतलब मेन ऑपोजिशन कांग्रेस है, नहीं आप हर ममता बनर्जी भी इज ऑल्सो उनके लिए एनिमी है. आपका UP में जाएंगे तो जो भी रीजनल पार्टीज है वो भी आपका ये है. पंजाब में जाओ आप भी, आपकी है वो भी एनिमी है. मतलब ऑल द ऑपोजिशन पार्टीज के बारे में आप बात करोगे तो दे आर एनिमीज, और एक ही खाली पार्टी है जो आपका उद्धार कर सकती है. मतलब इनका एक वो है. दूसरा बात, ये जो इतना इनको वैलिडेशन मिलता है, ये जो विजिलेंटिस ग्रुप हो जाने के बाद, ये लोग अपना वीडियोस बना के, बहरहाल 10-15 का ग्रुप बना के, फिर कभी बड़ा ग्रुप बना के नॉर्थ में जैसा दिखाई देता है, अभी महाराष्ट्र में भी दिखाई देता है. मतलब बिगर डर के अपना फेस दिखाते हैं, हाथ में उनके हाथ में जो तलवारें हैं, बंदूकें लेके चलते हैं, मतलब बिगर डर के. नहीं तो ये पहला ऐसा तो नहीं था ना कभी भी, पहला तो ऐसा डर नहीं था ना आदमी को कभी. आप अभी मतलब एक टाइप का वो फियर फैक्टर वो लोग ने स्टेट में आपको लगा के रखते हैं, यू नो. स्टेट में अपना
राज बोल रहा था ना कि स्टेट मतलब वायलेंट था, लेकिन वो सबके ऊपर वायलेंट था, बट अब वो वायलेंस इज वेरी सिलेक्टेड.
तो ये डीप स्टेट हो गई, ये डीप स्टेट बन गया है, एक डीप स्टेट जैसा बन गया है ना ये. इनको अपना वो लोग ने अपना कार्यक्रम दे दिया है कि हम नहीं करेंगे, तुम करो, लेकिन हम चुप करके बैठेंगे, यू नो. ये एक बहुत बड़ा फैक्टर है, जो अगर कोई नया रूलिंग पार्टी आता है तो यू नो देखेंगे, जैसा कर्नाटक में किया है. अभी कर्नाटक में वी डोंट हियर मच मच ऑफ दिस इश्यूज ऑफ कॉन्फ्लिक्ट अगेंस्ट मुस्लिम्स और एनीबॉडी. तो ऑब्वियसली फियर फैक्टर में तो सब लोग को फियर रह जाएंगे ना इसमें, तो तो अभी व्हाट आई वाज कमिंग टू इज द मेंटल स्टेट जो होता है ना हमारा, बिकॉज यू आर 24/7 इनटू दैट न्यूज एंड यू आर 24/7 इनटू दोज बुक्स और यू आर 24/7 इनटू दोज रिसर्च पेपर्स व्हाट पॉलिटिकल साइंटिस्ट आर राइटिंग, यू आर रीडिंग दोज पेपर्स, सो यू आर गेटिंग ऑल दोज ऑल दैट कॉन्फ्लिक्ट रिपोर्ट्स टू रीड. Then if the parliament is in session, then you follow those handles which cover the parliament, like Madhyam ho gaya ya aur bhi ho gaya, PRS ho gaya. So you come to know ke sala udhar bhi kya ho raha hai, dekho, you know, what is happening. Do minute mein bill pass ho rahe hain, ek hi din mein without debate sab pass ho gaya, aur wo uska end result kya hoga, everybody knows, you know, which is bad for the country. But nobody, jo jo writing se jo tum baat kar sakte ho, they do not even understand ke kya ho raha hai. बट दे आर सो सो जो राइटिंग है सोशल सर्कल्स वाले, दे आर आपके सोसाइटी सेक्रेटरी, वो वहाँ पे सोसाइटी का बहुत लॉज एंड इससे चलेंगे, लेकिन जब उनको पूछा जाएगा कि आपने वो पॉलिसी देखा, वो क्या हुआ, पास हुआ, उसका इफेक्ट नहीं, वो उसको नहीं मालूम है, उतना उसका काम नहीं है, उतना दूर तक उसका सोचने का काम नहीं है, क्योंकि वो बहुत डिफिकल्ट है समझना उसकी. तो वो सिंपल लैंग्वेज में बता देगा कि ऐसा ऐसा हुआ है, तो वो बोलेगा हाँ ये हमारा, जैसा जैसा वो अभी तीन 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 लॉज आ गए नए वाले, क्रिमिनल लॉ वो जो हिंदी में कन्वर्ट कर दी, उसका 10 लाइन लिख दिया, उसमें कम से कम एक एक में 400 400 500 500 कोड है, 1000 1200 कोड है आर्टिकल, वो नहीं पड़ेगा कोई. उसमें क्या क्या सेक्शन 155 है जिसमें वो लोग लिखता है कि इवन द जजेस कैन बी प्रोसिक्यूटेड, यू अंडरस्टैंड, इफ ही गिव्स द रॉन्ग जजमेंट. तो उसको भी तुम जैसा इसराइल में हुआ, क्योंकि वो इसराइल का जैसा लॉ आया, तो यू नो, तो वो अगर रॉन्ग जजमेंट दिया तो उसको भी ये करेक्ट कर सकता है, यू नो. तो वो सब कोई ज्यादा डिटेल में जाएगा नहीं, वो बोलेगा हाँ अभी हमारा कॉलोनियल हैंगओवर उतर गया, हमारा इंडियन लॉज आ गया, दोस टाइप्स ऑफ थिंग्स टू टॉक. तो हाउ डू यू स्पीक टू दिस टाइप ऑफ पीपल, यू नो. प्लस दूसरा जो मेन बात है मैं करना चाहता था, एंटरटेनमेंट जो हमारा लाइफ में था ना पहला, यू नो, वी वुड गेट एंटरटेनमेंट बाय वॉचिंग अ स्टैंड अप कॉमेडी शो और अ मूवी, स्टूपिड मूवी ऑल्सो होता था, तो जाके यू नो वी वुड जस्ट गो एंड एंजॉय. अभी यू डोंट फाइंड सोलेस इन दोस थिंग्स ऑल्सो, नथिंग इज एंटरटेनिंग फॉर यू नाउ, यू नो, यू आर सो डीप इनटू दिस बुलशिट, के
सो डीप इनटू हेट, कि मतलब
हेट तो यू आर डीप इनटू थिंकिंग ऑफ हाउ दिस थिंग विल गेट गुड, व्हिच यू डोंट सी एनी टाइम इन द नियर फ्यूचर के यू नो थिंग्स माइट टर्न गुड. So you are such in a state of mind ke anything entertaining for somebody else is also not entertaining for you. You know, marne do bologe ja kya karta, nahi mere ko wo stand up nahi dekhna hai, ya mere ko wo jokes mein bhi maza nahi aata hai, matlab you understand. That is what is happening,
but overwhelmingly matlab jo bhi content bhi aata hai, matlab even if it is tv news or movies, jo mainstream media hai jisse log jisko log consume karte hai to get entertainment, right, वो भी तो मतलब प्लेज अ ह्यूज रोल इन फिलिंग द सोसाइटी विद हेट एंड बिगेट्री, राइट. मतलब आप कुछ भी देखो, मतलब देर इज सटल हिंट्स, वो मतलब वंस यू स्टार्ट लुकिंग एट इट, वो मतलब आप यू कैन नॉट नॉट लुक एट इट, और मतलब बेसिकली दिस इज इंडॉक्ट्रिनेटिंग द होल सोसाइटी इन जनरल. अगर कोई बच्चा भी है वो भी रोज रोज वही सुनता है, एंड देन दे गेट कंडीशन टू थिंक अबाउट कि यार यही गलत है और यही सही है, बिकॉज लाइक एनके जी मेंशन्ड, मतलब लेफ्ट या प्रोग्रेसिव बातें कोई करता नहीं है, राइट. और वो अगर कोई करता भी है तो ये जो मतलब दे कम अक्रॉस एज मॉकरी, राइट. मतलब नोबडी वांट्स टू टॉक अबाउट दोस थिंग्स सीरियसली, वो सिर्फ वो बियर बाइसेप्स या फिर अय्यर मित्रा जैसे टाइप के लोग उसका मजाक उड़ाते हुए, तो मतलब पीपल गेट टू हियर दोस टॉकिंग पॉइंट्स. सो या बट या गो हेड एनके जी, अगर सुनील सर आपका पॉइंट ओवर हो गया हो तो.
अरे मैं एक छोटा सा पॉइंट रख दूं, ये जो तुम एंटरटेनमेंट बोल रहे हो, तो अभी ये जो बिग बॉस चलता है, मेजॉरिटी ऑफ इंडियन घर में वही देखा जाता है, उसमें देखो जो लड़का जीता है या जो भी है, ही इज आउट एंड आउट बिगेट, जो यूट्यूब पे वो चलाता है, जो उसका नाम क्या है, एल्विस कुछ नाम है, सो ही इज एन आउट एंड आउट बिगेट. और उसके वीडियोस यही, मतलब ही विल एड्रेस पीपल लाइक विद पंचर वाला है ये, तो ये है, आई मीन द मुस्लिम इन्फ्लुएंसर या जो होंगे उनको उस तरीके से. तो बेसिकली सटल और ओपनली देयर इज अ क्लियर नैरेटिव गोइंग ऑन, इवन जोक कॉमेडी एवरीथिंग, जस्ट यू हैव टू लुक केयरफुली, यू विल सी दैट.
मे बी आई एम लुकिंग टू मच इनटू इट, बट recently I was watching Rocket Boys. I don't know agar aap logon ne wo dekha hai ki nahi. But even in a show like that, right, which is just talking about how India became, you know, a nuclear power, or the story of two great scientists of our nation, usme bhi I felt ki there was subtle matlab Islamophobia in the show. Mostly because if you guys have seen it, there is a character called Raza, Raza Mehndi, right? There is no such scientist. Koi aisa scientist nahi tha India mein us time par. There, so the show defines it as ki this is a character that is introduced to matlab culminate a few other thoughts that were going around in the society at the time. Aur uska character banaya unhone ek Muslim, which is hated by everyone, which is looked down upon mostly as a spy for the CIA, ya fir person who would like to jeopardize the scientific discoveries of the nation. I mean, sure. I mean, if you want to have that character, go ahead.
Aur it's reality a drama mein show. Pakda gaya tha, wo kaun tha? Ye bhi dekho. Usi exactly. Ka reality mein jo pakda gaya.
Wahi aa raha tha main. Ki matlab, mera chain of thought matlab chala gaya. Lekin, but my point was ki even though there was no need for that person to be matlab called Raza Mehndi, but there was a decision, creative decision made jahan par usko banaya outright Muslim and then usko banaya like a hated character. But and the reality is in front of everyone. Matlab jo honey trap hua was the exact opposite of that character. But anyway, my ramblings aside, go ahead, NK.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about something that's like a topic that started a bit back, which was like, has this always been there? And this also ties into Nidhi's experiences, which she shared about the cab experience. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a well-known fact even when I was young. So my parents come natively from UP, and I have been in touch with many people from UP throughout my life. And this was like a thing that I remember. One person told me that wahan par aap jaoge to, like if you're traveling especially near Kanpur and all, that if you, again, same experience, if you're traveling on public transport, you strike up a conversation with someone and then they ask you, tumhara naam kya hai? And let's say I just say XYZ, you know, I just say my first name, I just say Rahul, let's say. So they'll be like, Rahul kya?
Yeah.
Hai? Because wahan par sirf itna nahi hai. They are... The casteism is also very...
Casteism, though, yes, that's true.
So, wahan pe to they are so... Like, they wear it on their sleeves. They don't care. They are very, very upfront about how they prefer to talk to and mingle and with and all. In Bangalore, since I also have experience living in Bangalore, the bigotry is between mostly northerners and natives here. Because here, a lot of the local politics is driven by this narrative, oh, northerners came and ruined the city, and look where they live, they call it Bangalore, this is not even Bangalore, and you know, so much weather has changed, some nonsense like that. I mean, it's not really nonsense. Urbanization has contributed to the city like losing its natural charm. I would support that, but then again, it's not as if it is downstream of decisions that their own leaders took like 20, 25 years ago to make it like a IT hub. And still the narratives, of course, get driven in that direction. But I would say this thing, right, whether this has always been there or not, I think it has, and especially what we call that Hindi belt, it has definitely always been there. And the more towards UP and Bihar areas you go, the more upfront it has always been. And there has always been like this sort of tense peace between these communities, because a lot of these people they tout that, okay, look at that village where a mandir and a masjid is, you know, side by side and this and that. Like, that is a very precarious situation. People don't realize that communities where that has happened, such a situation, live on the edge of a riot. Okay, there people are not like it's very, very extremely rare, because this is like a liberal narrative that, oh no, everyone can get along with an equal level of religiosity. It is not, because it's and to think that all religious differences are completely artificial, there are ideological differences, but right now the drift has been like at a completely like all encompassing level, and now it is more like tied to, as I mentioned earlier, existentialism.
Mm-hmm.
Existence as a group of people, right? So many narratives about Hindu phobia. There was this video recently, right, of people from Harvard, I think, which is like, mm-hmm, you know, claiming, okay, some, and they're just like, they're just vaguely gesturing. They're not saying out loud what exactly is the Hindu phobia they're facing.
Yeah, because right? It doesn't exist. Just, yeah,
or if they actually point it out, right? For example, when I think it was California that passed like a law that was like, okay, caste-based discrimination is now on the books, banned for employment, right? And so many of these guys cried Hindu phobia there. So if they just come out with the thing that they actually think are the instances of Hindu phobia, that will be very obvious that they're just bigoted. They're just like, saying that, oh, why this will disproportionately affect Hindus? Why would it disproportionately affect Hindus if you, according to you, caste-based discrimination does not exist?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, उस पोस्ट के वायरल होने से पहले देयर वाज अ पोस्ट वायरल वेयर टू आई थिंक आई डोंट नो इफ इट वाज हार्वर्ड और ऑक्सफोर्ड और व्हाट यूनिवर्सिटी बट दो लोग वो हवन कर रहे थे इन द यूनिवर्सिटी ग्राउंड्स में बैठ के राइट एंड दे वर फ्लॉन्टिंग देयर रिलीजन नोबडी वाज ट्राइंग टू गो आफ्टर देम इट वाज ऑक्सफोर्ड थैंक यू राज या सो आई मीन इज दैट रियली हिंदूफोबिया बट आई मीन गो अहेड सॉरी टू डिसरप्ट यू
No, but yeah, none of it is like nobody, they have co-opted so much of like, you know, anti-imperialist language, for example,
yeah.
They have co-opted so much of it that, oh, it's like all of this was imposed upon us by like Britishers. Casteism was imposed upon us. Casteism wasn't really a thing before British Raj. That is also a narrative.
They want decolonization to happen, right? But their decolonization is replaced by Brahminical supremacy, which is the problem. Because wo agar usko oppose karoge, then that becomes Hindu phobia for them.
Because integration is a Western concept. Because living in harmony with other communities is a liberal Western idea that they are imposing, they have imposed upon us.
Yeah.
So they co-opt that way.
Yeah.
So
UP ki baat aayi thi, toh, I was just saying ki even I am from the beloved state of UP. So mera lived experience is a little different from what you said, right? So I don't think there is like a black and white answer to this question, whether this hate and bigotry has always been a part of the society. It's always been there. Maybe it peaks, maybe it sometimes is reduced, but there has always been these forces that try to either gel the society together or they try to like oppose the or break the society together. And it depends on at what point of time you were at that place when these things were happening, right? So when I grew up in a place called Allahabad, right? Prayagraj.
Now Prayagraj.
Now famously called as Prayagraj. So that place was at least... to me, maybe it was a function of my privilege or what. I'm not UC, but then to me, it always felt like ki ye, this was the, how do I say it? The perfect example of what Indian constitution wanted the society to be, right? There was secularism. There was perfect intermingling. I mean, of course, there were differences like casteism. There were horrific things that were going on, but at that time, if you call it propaganda or ka effect, ya jo bhi ho, the society was not as polarized as it is now. So I would see like a mandir, masjid, jaise the same cliches, right? Together, wahan pe log ja rahe hain, apna kaam kar rahe hain, doesn't matter, right? Mera a neighbor is a Muslim, it doesn't really matter. My classmates are Muslims, we play together. My parents don't have a problem with us hanging together. Hum Ganga Ghat jaate the, yaar, baithte the wahan par. Imagine mandir ke chabutre ke bahar. Like these kind of things have happened before, and that is where I felt that, due to certain forces, the society was headed towards. Because that is also the state which gave you, different caste movements or progressive things, but ab matlab that is what I just wanted to say. Basically, it saddens me, right? Like, ki, what has that place come to? It, because now, if you go there, it feels like the epicenter of the hate and bigotry. So the structures that existed together, like the masjid or mandir, jo saath mein hua karte the, wahan pe ek structure toot gaya hai, and no points for guessing which one is broken now, right? So this is how it has become, and now people are distrustful of each other. But so I felt like ki this is by design. It was not, matlab, it was there always, but then there were there were powers that were trying to gel it back together, ki, because secular existence is the way to go, right? Shayad leaders ne ye us time ke identify kiya hoga, and that is why they were encouraged to do that, and that is what was happening. But then it needs, because there are so many differences between so many people, right? It needs a lot of work, and wo ek minute mein ja sakta hai if the people who hold power over us want that to happen. So maybe that is what happened. That's what I just wanted to say. Please, my ramblings aside, differences have always been in this society and probably will continue to be there. But matlab, the way this whole subcontinent has shaped up, right? Matlab, wo, it would have, matlab, mere hisab se, it would have collapsed on itself. Agar, kya bolu main usko? Matlab, aise collective existence ki ek chaah nahi hoti agar logon ke andar already. Right? Like, so there are societies like, matlab, jahan, like UP ka example le lo, right? Akbar was the king there, like for so many, I don't know how many years, but uska wahan par qila bhi hai, right? And he was very fond of the city. Wo wahan pe rehta tha, theek hai? Lekin still, it was uske qile ke bagal mein hi sangam hai, right? So it was like, matlab, jo existence tha without the bottle cap thing that you were talking about was still at least aiming towards coexistence. It was not always polarizing, but it was, matlab, somehow kya, hume to pata hi hai ki who realized it and how, but when it was realized ki isko electoral gains mein kaise badal sakte hain, we can exploit it, there were people who wanted to do it and there were people who were against it. And right now I think the favor or the power is to towards those kind of people who want to like exploit it for their own electoral gain.
But do you really think state even if wants will is able to stop that? Because bigotry or ye jo hai, ye ek aisa share hai jiske upar tum chadh ke sawari kar sakte ho, but tum usse utar nahi sakte. As soon you jump off, wo tumhe hi kha jayega. So it is like sacrificing your whole political entity if you just go. Because dekhe ho na kabhi kabhi jab Modi ki baat, even wo Eid wish karta hai to kya comment aate hain, aur wo uske hardcore supporter comment karte hain.
No, I was saying, I mean, I'm hopeful in this way that I agree with you that state can actually help if it wants to. Matlab, kai sari cheeze hui hai alag alag countries mein jahan pe violence bilkul charam pe thi. Uske baad wapis laaye hai na usko balance pe. To agar chahe to kar sakte, jis tarah se help kar rahe hain abhi dusri taraf se violent logon ko support karne mein, wo ab to matlab agar chahe to wo bhi nahi karna hai, sirf प्रॉपर चीजें, प्रॉपर जस्टिस देना है, जस्टिस भी नहीं देना है, सिर्फ इतना मेंटेन करना है कि वायलेंस हो ही ना. हार्ड चेंज का तो नहीं पता, थिंकिंग तो नहीं चेंज होगी, बट ठीक है, उसमें टाइम लगेगा, वो नहीं तुरंत चेंज आएगा. बट ये जो वायलेंस है, ये जो इतना ज्यादा हर कोई अनसेफ फील कर रहा है, आई डोंट थिंक ये पहले इतना अनसेफ कोई फील कर रहा था, या फिर मैं बहुत छोटी थी मुझे नहीं पता था. लेकिन मुझे लगता है कि अगर गवर्नमेंट चाहे तो बहुत सारी चीजें चेंज कर सकती है. मतलब बहुत ज्यादा कम लेवल पे वायलेंस तो रोक ही सकती है. जो ओपनली यहाँ पे अभी न्यू वायलेंस में फिर से बोल रहे हैं कि अब वो क्या बोल रहे हैं कि हम फिर से 28 या 24 अगस्त को वापस से यात्रा निकालेंगे और कोई कुछ नहीं कर सकता है. हम परमिशन नहीं मांग रहे हैं, हम बता रहे हैं कि हम निकालेंगे यात्रा और हम गन्स लेके जाएंगे. तो अगर अच्छी गवर्नमेंट है, अगर चाहते हैं रोकना, तो वो निकलने ही नहीं देंगे। अभी क्या कह रहे हैं कि हम गन्स नहीं अलाउ करेंगे, तुम निकलने ही क्यों दे रहे हो इस तरह की चीज, अगर वो उनका मोटिव ही यही है कि हम लड़ाई ही करेंगे जाकर के वहां पर। तो मैं ये बोल रही हूँ कि अगर गवर्नमेंट का ये अगर विल है रोकने का, तो वो कर सकते हैं इस तरह की चीजें। तो मतलब जैसे अभी वहां पर कितना ज्यादा इफेक्ट पड़ा है मुस्लिम्स पर, कितनी मुस्लिम्स पर, कई कई मतलब हिंदूज पर भी, बट आई थिंक गवर्नमेंट कैन स्टॉप इट,
अ
चीजें
ग्रेट
रोकी जा
एग्जाम्पल
सकती।
ऑफ व्हाट यू आर सेइंग इज राइट, मतलब इंडिपेंडेंस के टाइम पे द पार्टीशन वायलेंस दैट वाज गोइंग ऑन, द सोसाइटी कुड हैव क्रम्बल्ड, बट द एटलीस्ट
यस
मुझे पाकिस्तान की हिस्ट मतलब के ऑन मतलब जो फंक्शनिंग थी उसके बारे में इतना नहीं पता है, बट एटलीस्ट आई हैव रेड अ लिटिल अबाउट वॉट द लीडर्स ऑफ इंडिया वॉन्टेड इंडिया टू बी और उनका पॉलिटिकल विल क्या था राइट, उस वक्त जो लोग थे ऑन टॉप राइट, तो दैट इज वाई इट पैंड आउट,
एग्जैक्टली
इट माइट नॉट हैव, हम जो आज देख रहे हैं वो शायद उस वक्त ही मतलब हो गया होता, हम बन गए होते हिंदू
यस
राष्ट्र और वट एवर, बट द विल द पॉलिटिकल विल मैटर्स आई थिंक.
या सॉरी एक्चुअली आई थिंक व्हाट इट इज वन वर सम आई आई गुड दैट समवन हैज ब्रॉट इट अप आल्सो दैट ओके फर्स्ट थिंग अब योर एक्सपीरियंस इज राइट, आई थिंक दी कम्युनल टेंशंस हैव ऑलवेज बीन देयर मोर प्रोमिनेंट फॉर लोअर क्लासेस देन द अपर, एंड दिस इज समथिंग दैट आई कैन लाइक आई अगेन यू नो डिपेंड्स एंड व्हाट आई थिंक दिस अंडर करेंट हैज ऑलवेज बीन देयर, व्हाट इट हैज बीन इज लाइक अ पाउडर केग which just needed a spark, and what that spark has been is institutional sort of support, because what it is 2014 Modi's thrust was this Hindu nationalism, and that acted like, so now everything that was happening or rather at the potential of happening throughout now became glorified and romanticized, and now they, as someone mentioned, riding the lion, how do you tame it, how do you put tie it back right, and I think I feel this sort of wave is then what they're essentially, you know, somebody would have also heard this saying that you burn your house and try to warm your hands with it, is what is trying, what is BJP is trying to do, is they have lit this fire and they think they will be able to warm their hands with it for as long as possible, but it is very close to going out of their hands, because these groups, once they get, because they don't have any morals, like they are just a political party, they just want control and power. But there are people who are ideologues, people who ideologically believe in things like Hindu Rashtra at the very least. Okay. And what they can, they, so once they get disillusioned and they realize, then they're like, oh, we need to take matters in our own hands. And that's what I mentioned, those groups, you know, sort of kind of underground groups that are forming are with that intention. So they also hate Modi, but in the opposite direction. It's like Modi is not Islamophobic enough. Okay. So I think that, and again, prediction for the future from my side, I think things will get at least a little more worse before they start getting better. I hope that not get too bad, but the momentum is in a very negative direction right now.
I'll just butt in for a second, just for a second. I'll just give you one news today.
Go
आप
ahead.
लोग ने सुना होगा कि पाकिस्तान में दे बर्न आउट अ चर्च और एंड बर्न
Yeah,
डाउन द
फैसलाबाद
बाइबल
में.
एंड ऑल। हाँ, बट इमीडिएटली देर वॉज अ अरेस्ट ऑफ 129 मुस्लिम्स एंड दे वर बुक फॉर दिस थिंग। नाउ इमेजिन इन अ कंट्री लाइक पाकिस्तान विच इज अ इस्लामिक कंट्री एंड यू नो दे वेंट द वे वी आर गोइंग नाउ। दे हैव turn probably full circle now. They have had good Taliban, bad Taliban things, all those things, you know. Now imagine immediately there was arrest of 129 people. The judge has, you know, told कुछ judges ने भी comments किया है आज। Imagine यहाँ पे तो ऐसा हो ही नहीं रहा है ना, you know. So if the जैसा निधि ने बोला, if the state wants it can do it, but the state is looking the other way around, you know. इनको जैसा बोला 23rd को या 28th को वो फिर जुलूस निकलेगा इनका, जो वो निकलेगा तो फिर डर का एक माहौल हो जाएगा। स्टेट डजंट वांट टू डू एनीथिंग इन दैट केस। तो स्टेट का तो काम है रोकना, लेकिन स्टेट रोक नहीं रहा है ना, ये एक बड़ा दिक्कत का काम, प्रॉब्लम है बड़ा।
प्लीज
मेरा दो ही पॉइंट्स था इस पे कि आई एग्री विद द फीमेल स्पीकर, स्टेट वांट्स इट दे कैन कंट्रोल इट, लेकिन व्हाट आर वी सेइंग हु द स्टेट इज, here, right? Are we saying the state as the government, or are we saying the institutions as the state, right? So government is actually trying to feed out of all this bigotry and everything that is being run, right? They think that polarization is actually beneficial for them in the elections. So the more polarized, the more seats they will get. So if the government is what we are talking about, yes, then I don't see any way where they can bottle up the whole thing, right? And the other thing that the female speaker mentioned before was how the state can prevent this, right? So I am here in the United States, right? So here what I see is I've been here since the 9/11, just after the 9/11 thing happened. So I have lived in this whole thing where there was so much of hate towards a particular Muslim community when the 9/11 happened, right? And then we had the 8 years of Obama period, and the kind of statements he made and the kind of the actions that the government put forth. I don't say the whole Muslim, anti-Muslim thing has completely vanished, but it has reduced substantially, right? So the state can be pivotal in this way of controlling the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
That's true. मैं अभी एनके जी ने जो पॉइंट रखा हुआ मुझे एक छोटा सा डिसएग्रीमेंट था एंड अनफॉर्चुनेटली दे हैव लेफ्ट सो बट आई जस्ट वांटेड टू पुट इट आउट देयर कि आई डू नॉट थिंक कि जो अंडरकरेंट्स ऑफ बिगटरी एंड हेट था वो वाज मोर प्रेवलेंट इन द लोअर कास्ट और द ओप्रेस्ड कास्ट इन सो मोस्टली बिकॉज इफ यू सी व्हाट आर द मोस्ट मतलब जैसे जो सोसाइटीज हैं जहाँ पर ये को एग्जिस्टेंस नहीं दिखता है वो आर द वंस विच आर यू नो द मोस्ट प्रोमिनेंट और व्हाट इज इट कॉल्ड जैसे वो गेटेड सोसाइटीज जहाँ पर यू नो पीपल फ्रॉम द अदर फेथ आर नॉट अलाउड बट द लोअर स्टेटस ऑफ द सोसाइटीज हैव ऑलवेज लिव्ड टुगेदर आई मीन वो अंडर करेंट्स होंगे बट दे वर नॉट एज प्रोमिनेंट To be honest, बस एक छोटा सा पॉइंट था yeah, so...
नहीं, मुझे बस एक बात बोलनी थी कि जैसे तुम बोल रहे हो स्टेट करना चाहे स्टेट उसी के भरोसे तो पावर पे आ रहा है आई मीन वो नहीं हो तो बीजेपी कैसे पावर में है आई मीन जो नू में हो रहा है यू थिंक इट जस्ट हैपनिंग बाय डिफॉल्ट और लाइक ये अरे अभी तो इवन इंडिपेंडेंस डे की तिरंगा यात्रा की देखो न्यूज एनी फंक्शन एनी फेस्टिवल इट्स ऑल अबाउट हाउ वी कैन boo them and try I mean unka ye rehta hai ki samne se kuch bhi thoda sa ho and will start massacre so definitely nehru ne yahi kiya tha I mean I completely agree bigotry and wo sab tab bhi tha
india and the societies in india these are such complex itne zyada complex hote hain you know the privilege is there in layers the discrimination exists in layers जो अंडरकरेंट हम लोग एक्सपीरियंस करते थे पहले अगेंस्ट मुस्लिम्स आई हैव एक्सपीरियंस द सेम अंडरकरेंट ऑफ हेट अगेन और डिस्क्रिमिनेशन अगेंस्ट अदर कम्युनिटीज एज वेल जैसे कि क्रिश्चियंस हो गए जैसे कि पीपल कमिंग फ्रॉम द ट्राइबल सोसाइटी और पीपल कमिंग फ्रॉम द अंडर प्रिविलेज कास्ट इवन यू नो सेम स्टेट में डिफरेंट डिस्ट्रिक्ट को लेके वी सी सो मच हेट और लेट्स से इफ पीपल आर फ्रॉम ईस्ट कोस्ट दे विल अंडरस्टैंड Odias and Bengalis, they have so much of hatred going on. And even gender ko leke itna zyada hate hai. So all these things, and people are increasingly becoming zombies because pehle at least we had a shared reality, but abhi algorithms ke wajah se we are in our own bubbles. So it is very easy ki wo fine lines jo the, usko exploit karna, and it will be only a matter of time these right-wing organizations will come after, will try to manipulate people based on any of these fine lines. So people shouldn't think ki theek hai Muslims, the story is going to end. It will continue.
Yeah, depressed to bahut zyada ho in general. This everyone out there bas violence dikh raha hai. Aise, I've lost hope basically. Have lost friends due to ideology. Have lost hope in this country. एक साइड पे वॉयलेंस बहुत ज्यादा है और मतलब the amount of hate that has been boiled down to in each individual, ye level pe ki log ek dusre ka chehra bhi nahi dekhna chahte. So it's very sad. Also one other thing, mere ko dusra ye bhi lagta hai ki I don't know what people, let's say after 20-25 or let's say 40-50 years, unko ye baat realize bhi hongi kya ki yaar ye jitna whatever this patch has been, matlab bahut galat hai yaar hum log, ya fir ye wahi mindset mein rahenge ki nahi ye to barabar hi tha ye sab jo kuch hua tha. To
I don't know if matlab hum apni society will understand this, but at least this will be recognized worldwide. Matlab there are things that are matlab identified as this thing is wrong, right? Islamophobia is wrong, bigotry is wrong, hate is wrong. My point was ki see, nobody is realizing these things right now outside of our own society is because we don't care, matter, right? Hum log ka world mein aisa koi matlab bahut bada standing nahi hai ki matlab literally every talking points will be for India. So my point is ki when in history, in future, when the scholars of history will look back towards this time and see what was going on, they will maybe write a PhD thesis about how things were so bad in India. And that is all. I mean, that is all I expect to happen. And that's pretty much it. That book, that PhD thesis will probably never be read by anybody, but it will be recognized. Sorry, go ahead.
I just hope the university doesn't disown them in the future.
Yeah.
I love like just one thing. Aaj bhi agar aap Sindhis ka jo, agar aap wo Sindhis jo 1947 ka jo papers hai, Rita jo hai, she is a professor in Ahmedabad, she has written a lot on this partition of Sindh. There also she has interviewed so many people and maine bahut logon se baat ki hai, but probably wo hate nahi dikhate hain jitna abhi jaisa log hate dikhate hain na, waisa wo hate nahi dikhate hain, ye hamare elders aisa nahi dikhate. I'll give you one short example. My father was also a pakka RSS guy, but then in Pakistan also they had did RSS camps and all, because when the riot started the RSS was quite active in Sindh also, and shakas wagera chalti thi, so idhar aane ke baad bhi he used to go to shaka. He was, lekin the day he left shaka usko bola gaya tha ki you will have to fight and wo murga pehle kaatna padega aapko kyunki aapko aage jaake dusra kaatna hai koi cheez. तो तभी उसने छोड़ दिया आरएसएस, बोला मेरे से ये काम नहीं होगा, मतलब लड़ाई वाला काम मेरे से नहीं होगा. माय फादर यूज्ड टू हैव, हमारे घर में ऑर्गेनाइजर भी आता था, महात्मा गांधी का बायोग्राफी भी होता था, नेहरू का भी लिखा हुआ किताब होता था, फ्रेंच वाला जो टाइम पे जब भी उधर का थिंकर था उसका भी बुक्स होता था, मतलब हर एक टाइप का हमारे पास घर में बुक्स उस वो पढ़ता था. तो उसको वर्ल्ड व्यू ज्यादा मिला प्रॉब्ली, एंड ही डिड नॉट लीन टू मच ऑन द आरएसएस. वो खुद भी बोलते थे ये लोग सही नहीं है, मतलब ये जो आरएसएस का है ना, द ट्रेनिंग व्हाट वी यू नो बचपन में जो मिला, तो ही वाज नॉट कांग्रेस ही जैसा, आस्ते आस्ते फिर कांग्रेस ही बनता गया यू नो. तो ये बहुत लोग ने छोड़ भी दिया उनको आगे जाके.
ग्रोइंग अप या फिर आफ्टर गोइंग टू कॉलेज में I belong from a commerce stream. तो ज़्यादा करके usually ऐसे देखा जाता है तो crowd तुम्हारा जो भी रहता है तो it's either from the मारवाड़ी community, गुजराती community, मतलब अभी मैं मेरे केस में बोल सकता हूँ, मैं जहाँ से आता हूँ वहाँ पे, और मेजर भी सारे chartered accountancy वगैरह करने वाले students होते हैं, तो मेरा experience शुरू होता है वहाँ से. एक तो एक मतलब initial impressions तो मेरे इसके मतलब मेरा इन जनरल अपब्रिंगिंग नहीं था वैसा, मगर मैं जब इनके साथ इंटरेक्शन करता था तो दो चीजें थी जो मैंने प्रिलिमिनरी ऑब्जर्व की थी. एक तो ये इनका मनी माइंडनेस और दूसरा थोड़ा बहुत हेट. और ये मुझे बाद में पता चला, इनिशियली तो क्या है कि ये लोग बिजनेस कर रहे हैं, ये वीकेंड्स पे इनका जो भी रिलीजियस इनके गैदरिंग्स होते हैं वो अटेंड वगैरह करते हैं. एक दिन अचानक से मुझे दोस्त ने ये बताया कि यार वो कुछ ऐसे करना चाहता है विद रिस्पेक्ट टू समथिंग रिलेटेड टू काउस. तो मैंने कहा क्या करना, और दीज आर मतलब तभी गुड फ्रेंड्स थे मेरे, यू मतलब यू गो टू क्लासेस विद देम टुगेदर, बाहर फिर मिलना वगैरह होता है। तो बोला नहीं कि यार सिचुएशन बहुत खराब है, तो मुझे गौ गौशाला वगैरह जैसा कुछ करना है। मैंने कहा हाँ, तो मतलब क्या प्रॉब्लम है उसमें? तो ही सेड कि अरे नहीं, मतलब पहले तो आए आज टाइम कि क्यों वगैरह करना है। तो बोला नहीं यार, ये कत्ल वगैरह हो रहा है। और स्टार्टेड विद दैट, फिर कि तुम्हें पता नहीं क्या बेनिफिट्स वगैरह ये वो, और मैंने सब सुन लिया ये चीज। और फिर हमारा मेजरली कुछ उसके बाद मैं आई मूव्ड समवेयर एल्स, दे स्टेड बैक, तो ये सब वगैरह हुआ। आफ्टर दैट ये चीजें बढ़ती गई, तब जब आई मेट समवन हु एक्चुअली वेंट टू आरएसएस शाखा, एंड बैक देन आई वाज इन अ कॉमर्स प्रोग्राम एंड ही वाज इन अ लॉ प्रोग्राम बैक देन, एंड ही केम इन फ्रॉम एन हार्डकोर ऐसे फैमिली व्हिच सपोर्टेड बीजेपी। एंड ये तब कुछ भी ऐसे ये जनरल ऑब्जर्वेशंस बस होते थे, ये रियलाइजेशन बहुत लेटर टाइम पे आ जाता है। तो इट स्टार्टेड विथ बहुत छोटी छोटी चीजें होती थी। आई थिंक घर का एटमोसफियर तो वैसे था नहीं, और एक तो यार थोड़ा वो प्रिविलेज का ये होता है, अब नॉट प्रिविलेज एट माई एंड, प्रिविलेज एट देयर एंड। तो वो तो यार वो एक बबल में उनका रहना, नॉट इंटरेक्टिंग विद पीपल आउटसाइड देयर सर्कल। तो अभी जिस मेरा स्कूलिंग जहाँ से हुआ है, तो आई हैव सीन पीपल जो मतलब एक कॉन्वेंट स्कूल के लोग, जहाँ पे आई हैड फ्रेंड्स अक्रॉस मतलब सारे स्पेक्ट्रम्स, मतलब सिटी का कोई टॉप सा मेडिकल प्रैक्टिशनर होगा वो, और कोई लेबर होगा वो। तो आई इवन रिमेम्बर द टाइम व्हेन हमारे आई कम फ्रॉम महाराष्ट्र बेसिकली, तो वहाँ पे इफ यू रिमेम्बर बैक देन ये एमएनएस पार्टी का जो राइस था, तो ये स्पेसिफिक यूपी और इनका एक उन लोगों ने आंदोलन किया था। तो आई स्टिल मतलब एग्जैक्टली रिमेम्बर कि इट वॉज एन ऑल बॉय स्कूल, और लास्ट के एक 8-10 जो लोग होते थे, देर सरनेम यूज टू बी यादव। तो इन अ क्लास ऑफ 50 पीपल ये 8-1 लोग इनके सरनेम यादव होते थे। तो व्हेन दैट थिंग हैपेंड, मेरे क्लास के 8 लोग गायब हो गए हफ्ते के लिए, एंड आई वाज क्वाइट शॉक कि मतलब हर रोज उनसे मिलना वगैरह होता है, बात वगैरह होती है। तो मतलब वहां से मेरा इंटरेक्शन मतलब अक्रॉस द स्पेक्ट्रम वैसे लोगों से था। तो एक तो अपब्रिंगिंग वाला पार्ट थोड़ा बहुत वो था, और फिर लेटर ऑन आई मेट विद अ डिफरेंट बंच ऑफ पीपल जो बहुत ही ऐसे कंजर्वेटिव माइंडसेट से आ रहे थे। तो इन्फ्लुएंस फिर वही रहा थिंकिंग वगैरह पे। तो
So, I come from extreme privilege of every type. I think the only tag that I don't have is a female tag, which is the only group that does not privilege me. But apart from that, every possible privilege tag you can associate with me. I grew up extremely capitalist and consumerist. I continue to be very consumerist and slightly capitalist, but not very कैपिटलिस्ट एनी मोर, थोड़ा सा सोशलिज्म की तरफ इंटरेस्ट बढ़ गया। व्हेन आई वाज इन लॉ स्कूल आई वाज इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टू द पावर ऑफ माय प्रिविलेज, स्पेशली माय कास्ट, माय स्टेटस एज बीइंग अ वेरी हाई ब्राह्मण, बिकॉज आई स्टूड फॉर द यू आर एक यूनिवर्सिटी रिप्रेजेंटेटिव करके सिस्टम होता है। आई नो स्टूडेंट पॉलिटिक्स इन महाराष्ट्र इज नॉट वेरी बिग, बट इट इज स्लाइटली रेयर इन माई सिटी। सो आई वॉज स्टैंडिंग फॉर द यू आर पोजिशन एंड आई हैड अज लॉबी ऑफ ABVP पीपल सपोर्टिंग मी। ऑल्सो आई हैड अज रैली ऑफ द पीपल फ्रॉम द बारामती एंड दैट सेक्शन, लाइक द NCP पीपल सपोर्टिंग मी, विच वॉज वेरी कॉन्ट्रोडिक्टरी। And when I started campaigning and interacting with all those people, I realized that they were so awed by the fact that a Brahmin would talk to them like a normal human being, would want to understand what are their problems in the university, in their curriculum, etc., and what were their social problems in the space, and wanting to interact with them. So I couldn't pursue it beyond 1.5 years. That was all the time I could be a UR, because my parents, especially my mom, was clearly like, तू ना ही क्रिमिनल लॉ करेगी, तू ना ही पॉलिटिक्स में जाएगी, बिकॉज बोथ ऑफ दोज थिंग्स विल एंड अप
leading to people who we don't want in our house, like murderers, rapists, etc., in our house. So you're not doing any of these two things. So both of those passions were killed at a very nascent stage for me. And at that point in time, I continue to have a set of very liberal parents, very broad-minded, progressive parents. But post, and all this is pre-2014, post-2014, both my parents turned extremely right-wing. And somewhere around 2012, my father almost became a Bhakt back then. Today is totally a Bhakt. He also works very closely with. So I come from a house jahan pe demonetization ka pata tha about 20 days in advance. So is tarah ka mahol hai mere ghar mein. And since then, talking politics, talking news in my house is a very difficult and challenging thing. So I drifted from being ki theek hai, but some things can be wrong na. Everything that the person says is not the gospel truth. You know, like kuch to galat hoga, kuch to tone down karna chahiye, kuch to alag hoga, kuch to contrarian bhi ho sakta hai. So let's start looking at those POVs, at least, is where I started my journey of reading. Because tabhi to koi news channel aisa tha hi nahi, mere ko to mila hi nahi. Maybe the TV was cornered by my parents, so I had to turn to reading. So then I started reading up, and then I started trying to argue with them ki, yeah, but is this right? Okay, Vikas, but is this right? And those arguments started failing. So somewhere in 2018, 2019, I came to a conclusion ki arguments karne ka koi point hai nahi. You should just give up. So no political and news, factual news discussion is had in my house since 2019 till today between me and either of my parents. Hum ye topic baat nahi karte hain. So abhi bhi jaise
also I would say I have a different trajectory from my nation. So our country progressively become more communal, more bigger. And at the same time, I was starting to become more progressive and more liberal. So I came from an extremely humble background. I am from a privileged caste, but I come from an extremely humble background. I would barely used to think that I would be able to make give enough parents, they used to think that they would be able to pay my college fees and not, and because of that humble background, so did not have that much access to literature and books and everything. And at that time, I would say even without having an access to literature or books, we have this a feeling of an universal brotherhood among people. There was no this or perpetuating hatred and communalism was not in that society. And since I come from a very low economical background, all my friends are also from the same class of Indian society. And because of this, my access to education has given me the opportunity to rub shoulder with people from a privileged backgrounds, from an economically higher class backgrounds. I have seen both the world from a very close quarter. And that is also at the same time when I was in college, in barely in my late teens. So how it all started when the society starting to drift, and like everyone, we do not realize at that time that the society was drifting. So it's all started with this in our college WhatsApp groups or college cafeterias. People used to make Rahul Gandhi jokes and we all used to take part in it. Like, okay, this is basically, they are not, they are making this Rahul Gandhi jokes. This is fine. That was all the rage back then. Now, at that time, I did not think of it as a trip towards communalism. Then there would be occasional mention of how Muslims are taking over of entire Bengal and how of maybe the new government, which came after 34 years of left rule, is catering to Muslims. But it was not said in a tone with the same amount of bigotry that you can hear now. But at the same time, because I did not have access to progressive literature back when I was in school, during the college time, I get a chance to read Arundhati Rai's. I read a lot of Tagore at that time. That was my first opportunity to get my hands into literature, both progressive and non-progressive. I also read Chetan Bhagat's of the World, and I was starting to shape a worldview. And because I was already coming from a place which was not very bigoted at to begin with, and I was getting exposed to these progressive ideas of Tagore, Arundhati Roy's ideas. So there, I think that started to make an impact on me. And I also remember I used to read newspaper a lot, because as like many of you know, if you are an engineering student, if you are not good with engineering subjects, it is important that your English is somewhat good. I was not very good academically, and I started I studied all my life in a native language board. So English was one of those things that I need to improve on. And I started reading the newspapers. And like newspaper in Bengal in the early 2010s means you either had the option to read Times of India or Calcutta Telegraph. And I remember Calcutta Telegraph used to be like in less money, used to get more number of papers. So that was the reason I chose Calcutta Telegraph over Times of India. And that actually helped me shape my politics and worldview at that time. I did not realize all that at that time, obviously. But in hindsight, I see this. Now, during the same time, I see this drift happening in people. The same people who used to play in our school playground or like in our locality, the same people when I used to go back from college and talk with them, you would see they would probably progressively more drifting towards these communal ideas. Like in their WhatsApp forwards, they are like, okay, do you know that Sivaji has conquered rest of India? And you do not feel, I did not feel at that time that it is necessary to engage with them and talk with them that, okay, what you are saying, this is the actual context of it. There is no one withholding information from you, the information for you to take. And because our the academic syllabus does not allow you, none of us were academically brilliant also, the same folks, we may have skipped those chapters. It is not like there was some conspiracy going on and someone is not teaching you, withholding this information. And back in college, so when I am meeting with friends from my childhood, these are people from lower means and lower strata of Indian society. And back in college, there are people who are from probably higher economic background and also from a higher societal places also in society. And I can see the same to both the sections of the society are drifting towards communalism, but at a different pace. The higher society or the economically stronger section of the society, they are embracing this communalism, but they also trying to project it that they are embracing it because the hope for economic development. So they are saying that they are projecting, and this is the days of 2014 or 2013 around that time. So they are embracing Modi or Hindutva for that matter, but they were not admitting it at that time. But if you scratch the surface, and now that I can apply my hindsight, I can see it is the same thing. But people in lower society, a lower strata of society, they were more honest, less hypocritical, and they know what they are doing without actually the pretense. They were saying that, okay, Muslims are getting all the jobs. We know Muslims are actually disrespecting our Indian culture. So this, if there would be any research paper or anything that could be done, you would probably see the Sangh ecosystem. They apply two different strategy to capture people, two different groups. They sold this Gujarat model or this development to people from higher economic background or from a higher class, and they sold this raw, unhindered version of Hindutva to people from a lower classes. And by the time it become 2015 or 2016, these two section has merged. So by 2016, the same people who were talking about development, they also started talking about the same thing about communalism, the same bigoted worldviews as the people from the lower class of section or lower economic class in society. So this thin pretense of development or voting for a right-wing party for development was, I think they gave it up on 2016. Now, 2016 is also the time when I started hobnobbing with lot many tech bros. So before that, there was no tech bros. There was only the students who were in studying in technological subjects, but they were not tech bros at that time. The moment I came across tech bros from different part of this country, I start to realize the how deep this rot is, that there was no pretense anymore. People earning in 6-digit salaries, how casually they talk about a Muslim colleague behind their back, and also sometimes at his face. And all this landmarks on Hindutva history, be it surgical strike, be it the 2019 election, all of these were landmark in my personal Hindutva history, because I see people turning and showing their true color.
How should I put it? How do you feel like living in India today? I feel far more enabled to talk and far more vocal in a public space, even where I give out my identity, even on Instagram or on so many other platforms, as opposed to my own house. So this is a very weird feeling. I mean, a lot of people feel probably the opposite. Ki public platform pe political news kaise share karein, what we feel about news, how we react to certain situations around us. Like, I can openly say that jo Manipur mein ho raha hai, wo sahi nahi hai, news dabai ja rahi hai, information kyun nahi hai, why didn't the speech that went on forever and ever give us more than half a sentence of real information. So I can say all this publicly, but I can't say this in my house. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people feel the opposite way, ki offices mein nahi discuss kar sakte hai. Yeah, kahin aur nahi discuss kar sakte, but I feel that way at my house. So just experience at law school. So my law school experience was 2009, timeline-wise, 2009. Okay, 2008, 2009. That 1.5 year, that time. But uske baad mein, when Godra started and wo news ka impact aane lag gaya na, matlab abhi CM ka ek wo, kaise explain karu main? Wo ek... let me rephrase that. So when the riots happened and all that, my house was not so cued in into the whole situation. Okay, matlab they were aware ki ye ho chuka hai, but uska impact hamari day-to-day life mein nahi aaya tha. Theek hai? Phir, because you are a very consumerist and capitalist house, you tend to feel ki look at the Gujarat model, it is working. Wahan pe kuch ho raha hai. Theek hai? And we went to Gujarat during those years, and we all of us observed ki haan, roads behtar ho chuke hain as compared to what they were. Haan, thoda bahut dikh raha hai ki people are by and large having wealth. Now, as a tourist into a different state, you don't get into the brass tacks of ground level pe kya peace, kya harmony, kya, you know, coexisting communities ne kya ho raha hai. You can't see all that. So you come back with a very surface view and don't dig in deep because you are consumerist, very superficial and factually entangled. So now in around 2012 is when the real shift happened in my house, ki ab hum iske details mein ghusenge ya hum sochenge. And at that point in time, my dad also worked on expose and did an investigative piece for the government. That was the first kind of big piece of work that he did for them. So uske wajah se he got involved into a lot of this, a lot of the people that he started interacting with from that point onwards gave us those different ground reports that we wouldn't get easily. Because tabhi media hammering nahi hota tha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jo aaj information tumko Republic ya koi bhi aise news outlet se milta hai, which is basically underlining the same news things in skewed in one way, wo us zamane mein itna nahi milta tha. So he got access to that sort of information, and then he became that WhatsApp uncle who didn't have WhatsApp, but who used to talk and influence people, right, by saying ki ye hai information, suno, absorb karo isko. So that was the drift. And that kind of input was like, this is sounding very one-sided. I mean, okay, this may be true, but iska dusra side kahan hai? Where is the other pehlu? Where is the other side of this argument? How can you make up your mind by listening to only one side of the story kind of started happening in my head, very frankly. Main, let's say, main news laundry consume kar rahi hu. Toh main apne ghar mein headphones laga ke nahin consume karti hu. मैं पूरा जो भी मेरा डिवाइस है उसका वॉल्यूम फुल करके करती हूँ. सो वो लोग सुन रहे हैं कि मैं क्या कंज्यूम कर रही हूँ. एंड अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स माय फादर विल पीप इन इनटू माय स्क्रीन आल्सो कि क्या सुन क्या रही है ये लड़की. बट दे आर प्रोग्रेसिव एंड लिबरल इनफ कि ठीक है, यू कैन हैव योर ओन पॉलिटिकल व्यूज, वी विल नॉट इम्पोज, एंड ही विल नॉट से अ वर्ड एंड ही विल जस्ट वॉक अवे. मतलब सो आई एम नॉट फ्रॉम अ कंजर्वेटिव बैकग्राउंड. सो मिको ऐसा नहीं सिखाया गया, मतलब वेरी कॉन्ट्रेरियन, बट इट्स वेरी वियर्ड टू हैव दैट इन वन पर्सन, बट इट्स क्वाइट डाइकोटोमस फॉर माय फादर. सो माय फादर हैज रेज्ड मी लाइक अ मेल चाइल्ड, राइट. मेरे बाप ने मेरे को गाली देना सिखाया है, मेरे बाप ने मेरे को हाथ पांव चलाना सिखाया है, लिटरली, आई एम नॉट किडिंग. एंड इफ आई गेट इन टू अ फाइट, माई फादर विल कम एंड स्टैंड फॉर मी एंड बी लाइक, हाँ तो सही तो कह रही है, लड़की है तो क्या हुआ. सो ही इज डन दैट एंड ही इज ऑलवेज डन दैट. सो आई कम फ्रॉम अ वेरी ओपन माइंडेड, ब्रॉड माइंडेड, लिबरल, प्रोग्रेसिव हाउस, बट राइट विंग, ऑक्सीमोरन.
या आई गेस आई मीन देयर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन हैविंग अ कंजर्वेटिव थॉट प्रोसेस एंड बीइंग अ बिगेट, राइट. तो
या
यू कैन बी बोथ और यू कैन बी आइदर ऑफ द वन. सो
huh, in that sense, it's a very weird
yeah situation. I mean
so just the other day, so my dad has been receiving very he doesn't receive aisa proper disclose karne like income, theek hai, for the past whatever since he's retired. So abhi parso before this IT return ended, he came and asked me, Shweta, wo online IT return file kaise hota hai, easy hai kya? Maine kaha bahut easy hai, apna aap shares ka jo bhi hai apne account mein se download kar lo excel aur wo upload kar lo to ho jata hai wo, and it takes me about half an hour, so it should take you about 2 hours maximum to do it yourself. And then I quietly asked him, since when have you started filing tax returns? He said, nahi abhi ideal citizen, even if there is no taxable income, main return file karega. I'm like, acha, abhi suddenly tax return file karne ka josh aa gaya. Jis insaan ko khud ki emails likhne ka josh nahi hai, usko only tax return ka josh. I don't know. I found that very funny.
The dichotomy that you feel, that you can be more vocal about your experiences in public than voicing this opinions in your house, do you like feel, is it because you come from a certain both economic privileges and caste privileges, is this the reason? Because the harm would not be of that extent had you been from a poorer household or from a lower caste household.
So I will say ki I feel very safe because of my higher economic or higher class privilege. Okay. Honestly, कुछ भी कह लो, चाहे वो मेरे parents का कमाया हुआ पैसा हो या मेरे खुद का कमाया हुआ पैसा हो, जो भी पैसा हो, पैसा is very empowering. I'm sorry, it sounds very incorrect also.
But probably. True. True.
But
especially in a country, it's right, actually. It's right.
But it is true.
And especially in a country like India, because it opens it gives you that protection.
Yes. Also, I've never come across too many people who are casteist, very frankly. Mere interactions with people who are casteist and who consider me upper caste or consider themselves lower caste, and because of that, hum dono mein koi farak hai, wo difference kafi kam hai. Maybe that is because I've always been in urban India. So, could be that, but caste has never been something that I felt was useful, but money I've always felt is bahut useful. Also, a lot of people listen to you if you have made it in life. Kya correlation hai nahi pata, but hey. Right, but I'll say this also. So, like, because I'm a lawyer by qualification and I've worked 10 years, but I've only done corporate law because I worked only in a company like for 10 years or different companies for 10 years. So, people ask me questions about criminal law, they ask me questions about things that I don't have experience in, right? But I may have read it thoda sa deeply because of interest. That's it. बट मेरा ओपिनियन मैटर्स क्योंकि ये बहुत बड़ी लॉयर है. अरे बहुत बड़ी लॉयर ठीक है, अच्छा पैसा कमा ली ठीक है, बट कौन सा लॉ करने में कमाया वो तो देखो. नहीं हम वन साइज फिट्स ऑल, सो इट्स लाइक दैट. सो दैट इज द प्रिविलेज ऑफ मनी. आई विल वेरी क्लियरली से इट दैट वेज, और योर डेजिग्नेशन और व्हाटएवर ऑल दोस थिंग्स दैट कम अलोंग.
आई फील अबाउट इफ आई थिंक अबाउट इंडिया, there is a sense of fear and there is also a sense of hopelessness that there is no turning back from whatever the path we have taken. Of course, there is a sense of extreme trepidation. I don't think I would be confident enough to... So back in 2016, 2017, I still have that confidence in me to talk to any of my colleagues, and if I see them exercising their bigotry, to... trying to convince them or trying to talk sense into them. But now I would rather, if I see a bunch of people indulging in bigotry, I would not allow myself to talk sense into them, because I know first from my experiences, I know that that would be of no use. And second thing, there is a sense of bigotry, like sense of fear also of getting marked out as a single individual. Because in India of 2023, it is no longer India of 2016 also. It is no longer India of 2014. We have gone down the path that you always have the risk of getting singled out for your views. And that could actually have actual and adverse impact, no matter which economic clout or social clout that you still continue to hold. So I feel an extreme fear and hopelessness about my country. I would say, I don't know, is it my naivety or it was actually like that in 2014 until 2019, there was still a hope that the path that the as a country we are taking, this is not something that we can sustain very long. Like, because we have this, I think by 2016, people have understood that the scam that came during UPA era was not actual scam. There was no, the hue and cry that they made about the corruptions and allegations were of no substance. And by 2016, no one used to talk about UPA era scams with that seriousness that people used to talk in 2014 or 2015. Mm-hmm. So there was some sense of hope. And I can see even before the Pulwama incident and our surgical strike, there was a exhaustion in people's utterances about the new regime. So people used to make fun of their attempt to changing history. The people used to make fun of their attempt of changing names and all those things.
Right.
But at this moment, in last 6 to 7 years, I have seen him progressively getting worse, and the rise of hatred and in the bigotry is just increasing. There was I come from a state which is still not captured by BJP. So they are still forcing all their forces into it. All the, like, every small issues, they are trying to make it communal. Every issue, they are trying to politicize. So probably I'm still getting the first-hand experience of how was it in 2014, which I did not get at 2014 because I did not have that worldview. So yeah, mm-hmm. So maybe that is why my views are colored.
Yeah, just one small thing. You mentioned, Vatam, that while growing up, you felt that in your community there wasn't a lot of bigotry, at least in the community that you grew up in. I was curious, one of the axes that I'm very curious about is inter-religion relations. So how do you feel while growing up was the sentiment among your community between, I don't want to make any presumption, but of which religion you're from, but the different religion, interaction within different religions, not just among the same religion, the different class and caste. Did you feel that was also equally harmonious?
So I would say there was always a the subtle bigotry was always at play. But at that time we did not have the realization to actually to link it to the bigoted worldviews. Like there would be a cousin who would say, yeah, during India-Pakistan match, I said, no, in that Muslim colony, they must be supporting Pakistan. And we would laugh it off. Like no one used to take it seriously. So it was not something that people used to. So people used to laugh it off. But there is always this subtle hint of bigotry that was always within our societies also. It was not so openly talked about and it was not embraced at that moment. Like now, everyone would believe that definitely in a Muslim colony, there would be people are actually supporting Pakistan in an India-Pakistan match. That time, there would be an offshoot. Some guy would say it. So yeah, it was like, it was there, but it was not there in this extent, the bigotry and communalism. And the inter-religion inter-religion marriage or inter-religion any interaction was always frowned upon. It was not something that was very common in the lowest strata of the society that I came from. Somebody used to get married to a person from another religion, it was always used to be a scandal in the neighborhood. We'll always used to look at in that lens. So yeah, those things were always there.
Right. I feel like my upbringing or my formative years were very different. I mean, maybe it was my privilege, but like the place that I grew up in, and a lot of people are not going to like it, but it was sort of the epitome of the so-called Ganga Jamuni Tehzeeb, right? So like I had friends from all different kinds of faith. I had teachers, I had my people who I used to play cricket with, or basically we grew up in an environment where once after like having made those memories, if you tell me that this certain faith is trying to destroy India or they are the enemy, you just won't believe it anymore because it you have seen it by your own eye that is not true, right? And I don't know why, just wanted to say that before 2014, like at least even in our schools or in our conversations, in our TV, in newspapers, at least the idea of India that was like propagated was the one of the Nehruvian idea of India, basically. I mean, I don't know how correct it is to say it is the Nehruvian idea, but we all know what it means, right? So, and that used to give me a lot of hope, basically. Like, even in last episode, I said that there was a time when, like, I used to feel proud ki are dekho, like, India will soon have its own, place in the world. We might not have been there, but we will get there. Aisa karke feeling aata tha. But that feeling basically is now dead. It went through a slow death starting 2014. And I will confess that in 2014, I almost got convinced ki this man, this Mahamanav is going to do something. I don't know why. Matlab, ho sakta hai, because those were the years where I was also developing my own political view of the world. And I was naive. And I was surrounded in, I was in engineering college. So I was surrounded by, people that had that kind of a worldview. So it's sort of like an echo chamber. So I almost got convinced ki this is how we will get there. But through this Mahamanav. This Mahamana will lead us there. But that lasted maybe like, I don't know, a few months. And that was pretty much it. Because there were a few people in my life that were telling me that, listen, I mean, maybe you like this guy, but take a look at this too. Read what happened in 2002 or 91 or all of that. So when I picked up those books, started reading, that's when, that fog lifted from my head. And then, I mean, then you started seeing ki ye jo cow lynchings ho rahi hain. He's not even saying anything about it. Like, I've never seen it before, but now it was like right in front of you, happening every few days. And then the people who were literally the murderers were garlanded, right? So all of that was happening. And that was just that just proved to me that everything that I was reading was basically right. And yeah, that was the turning point. But sorry for the tangent. Go ahead, other people.
I just would like to say just one thing.
Yeah.
You said that how schools are, schools used to be the secular place, common secular places for people. Yes. That exactly the same with us, with me as well. Like we never used to think about someone from which religion he belongs to before making friend. It was never the norm. Yeah. And no one also thought of us, like even if there was a people from a different religion, they never thought of us, okay, he is probably from a different religion or caste. So it was
cut you off, Gautam. But see, I don't mean ki ye jo subtle otherization tha was not there. I mean, see, that otherization was not the otherization of today. It was not, see, like even like many of us live in a, foreign country, right? So there is a certain element that comes with not knowing what the other person's culture is or what the other person's customs are. So when there is an element of unknown, you fill that gap with some sort of, say jokes or some comedy, right? Just to make everything more, I don't know, kaise bolun usko, but to release that tension that arises from not knowing something, right? So that was the jokes that you would just make, but it wouldn't stop you from being friends with the other person of the other faith. It wouldn't stop you from going to their home and like having, snacks or dinner or lunch. It wouldn't stop you from participating in their festivities. And like all of that is what I mean. There was no hatred. I mean, there was otherization in terms of basically not knowing. So I don't know, maybe there was like a sense of innocence towards it. You wouldn't like, I mean, I don't know if I'm making sense, but basically the otherization without the hate was there. I mean, maybe it was a good thing, maybe it was bad, I don't know. But that was what I was trying to say.
Definitely a bad thing, but it is not as bad as it is now. Like if you see that videos coming from this Allen classroom, that people are chanting Joy Sri Ram to bully a Muslim classmates. This is something that I cannot even
picture. We cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine. Yeah. That is what I mean.
Like, matlab, theek hai, tum joke karte ho, but at the end of the day, you are still friends with the other person of the other faith or the minority or whatever you want to do. But that discourse has ended anymore. Like, ab wo hota hi nahi. Now it's a matter of dealing it as an enemy. Sorry, go ahead, Shweta.
My view of otherization was, and I will make it very personal and very blunt out there and put it. Once upon a time, otherization aise hota tha Hindu gharon mein ki dusre religion ke people se shaadi mat karo. Ye mere ghar mein bhi ho chuka hai. My parents sat me down and told me when I was in 10th class ki you can have a boyfriend, but please do not find a Muslim, Parsi, Catholic boyfriend for yourself. Theek hai na? Of course, I had to have a non-Hindu boyfriend. So I did have a Muslim guy. And I brought him home. And he was too scared to make the transition. So he didn't commit. And my parents said, if he's not willing to commit to you, then we are not in support of this match. So that is how that relationship failed. But cut to maybe another 5-6 years down the line, my parents stopped having social interactions with Muslims. Once upon a time, my father used to eat every meat under the sun. Today, he does not eat beef. Ye hai change between, say, 15, 20 years back and today.
Hmm.
So this is that polarizing otherization. And it's not just what has changed for people en masse. It's at a very granular level. And this jokes and dark jokes and jabs being taken, I don't know, I have seen this. I am part of a group where one person constantly sends Maulana gifs to another guy because he's Muslim, and it happens on a every other day basis. And that Muslim guy gives it back. So it's very important to ensure that you So when you moderate this kind of a group, it is very important to ensure that the person who is getting all these jabs is giving it back and giving it back properly. Because the solution is not to throw one person, either of those two people out, right? You have to progressively convince the guy who's sending the Molana jabs ki bhai jo tu kar raha hai na wo bigotry hai. But if you tell him like this in these many words, it's going to have no effect on Gen Z. So you have to slowly ensure that the guy who's at the receiving end is giving it back. And this guy who has been sending the chips has constantly been told ki your worldview has been very limited so far, Gen Z. Wake up, open your eyes, see the world, and you will know how different it is from what you thought it is.
Yeah, what I've been observing with everyone's accounts today. One thing that I just take a little bit of an issue is the idea how it feels the way that we're talking is that something transformed, rather just appeared out of nowhere around 2014 to 2016, which I kind of take issue with because, again, I guess I would be a millennial in the categorization of ages. And there was whatever that I consciously observe around me since day one, actually, because I have been like, my family has been like gone from like lower middle class to upper middle class. And I have like been to my rural background village as well. And I have observed people talking there. I've observed talking to people in my private school where we interacted with all different spectrum of people as well. That there had always been this sort of tension just under the surface. And tension not in a conscious way, but tension always in a very subconscious way. What we are talking about as otherization and the way that we're saying that it has now like become something else, I find it to be like rather a something that was like always there, just caught a spark in the form of an institutional support. Because the jokes, for example, that you're talking about, if we go back like 10 years ago and watch like the most popular comedy shows on the TV, because that was a time when comedy TV shows, stand-up comedy TV shows were a thing, that so much of the material is like, even today, if you hear it and you'll have fond memory of them and you watch their content now, it's like, oh, they were bigoted that then as well. And this was something that was, as you know, someone mentioned, it was always like taken in good spirit. It was a presumption of that, okay, it's harmless. It's just words, not no like harm, actual material harm is coming out of this. But the possibility, like, for example, the thing that communities coexisting as we sort of pointed out, that as long as you maintain a physical separation, or not physical, but like a material separation, that as long as you don't materially intertwine your lives in any way, form friendship, form partnerships with them, everything is fine. It's okay. You know, they are over there. We are over here, separate but equal kind of a thing. And if you interact at school, it's fine. If you say hi, hello, don't bring them to your house. Don't go to their house. They are that way. And it had always been like, you know, the biggest example that I immediately noticed was misogyny and like casteism, because like casteism is like well alive and well, it was alive and well back in 2012 also, and today also full on. Okay, people from the lower caste are identified by their surname, and they, if they come to your house, they are not given the same utensils, they are not allowed beyond a certain threshold. And I'm talking about a house that is, right, I can pretty surely say, is like 20% bigger than my room right now. That is where my father's family has come from. That house is still there in our family. And even there, with whatever tiny threshold we have, we will not allow any people from lower caste beyond it. And so this is, and these are not even like some far off remote villages. This is like very core West UP experience. And what I feel is that this undercurrent of bigotry was always there, and a lot of people were like comfortable it not materially affecting them, or not being cognizant that it is materially affecting them, But with the rise of Modi, election of Modi in 2014, well, I'm pretty sure he was riding the wave of discontent that started in 2011-12 with the Anna Hazare-led protests about what was it, Jan Lokpal Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things came out, their corruption, their inefficiencies of the government. So everybody was done with Congress, but AAP was not that size, AAP was not that cadre yet. So with, yeah. everyone went with the second next biggest national party, BJP.
Yeah.
But what that did is on both sides made people more cognizant. On one side, it also made people cognizant, okay, hardcore national right-wingers now have institutional powers. And on the other side, of course, the constant propagandizing in the form of this memes and all, I can, it is very palpable, the mood shift on the internet. Because Facebook groups is a hellhole, by the way. There are so many Facebook groups, because groups you can't moderate directly, that just filled with nothing but casteist and sexist like memes, quote unquote. And to the degree that like disgusting to the degree. And it's there like tens of thousands of membership.
Yeah.
And so what I feel is that what just happened was just like it went from like 50 to 500 rather than 0 to 500 is my opinion.
Huh. Of course. I mean, see, there is no such thing as like a perfect society, right? All societies in every corner of this world, I mean, they have their differences. So did India, right? So, हमारे अंदर भी बहुत सारा bigotry था. There was this otherization, hate, बहुत सारी चीजें थी, right? It's not like the riots only started happening in 2012 onward or 2014 onward. They were always there. But what I also, what I meant was ki there was this like institutional will of keeping people together in spite of all this, which is now missing. And at least that is the India that I grew up in, where, I mean, yes, there were differences, there people would fight, but then it wasn't this outright support towards breaking it down further. That is what I mean. Yes, I completely agree with you. And that is what I also meant. It was not 0 to 500. It was like probably 50 to 500.
Yeah, I also, that we can agree on. And I just feel like even like things like Babri happened like in early 90s and Godhra and all these things, so many things happened before, at the center, but I feel like the institutional will had been mostly passive. It was a passive peace. It was not, because there is a very good quote that peace is actively fought for, and you need to fight for peace to keep peace actively. We have to be actively working towards it. But back then I felt people got lax. People got that, okay, it will always be like this. There will always be just exchange of words rather than actually affecting people's lives.
I was actually reading Aditi Rai's Listening to Grasshopper, and in that book she portrays what happened to Afzal Guru and how the narrative of Afzal Guru was built, and how successive governments, both the BJP government or NDA government and UPA government, ran with it, and how the spectacle created around it by these progressive voices, the Barkhadats of the world, or any such the Outlook magazine and all those progressive magazines. And if you read it, you would not feel their conduct was completely different from the conduct of Arnab Goswami during the whole JNU thing. So we all of us, the people who come from progressive, or they claim to come from the progressive world, or the world of progressive ideas, there is a hypocrisy in all of us too. And there are, maybe I would not have actually realized it if I would not have read her writing, Arundhati Rai's Listening to Grasshopper. And I was completely unaware of the events that followed during Afzal Guru's conviction, his hanging.
Mm-hmm.
So we were always blind towards this hatred in our society, because it was not affecting us directly. So I completely agree with NKJ with his observation.
I want to preface my upcoming rant with some disclaimer. I am not a very politically articulate person. I don't follow the news a lot. I have very surface level ideas of what's going on. I have a very simple reason for this. Well, it's a reason that's shifted and it's currently also shifting. I used to not care because it made me, well, I didn't care about the world around me growing up. I used to just rely on opinions of people and what behaviors were being displayed by elders in my families. Not that I came from a very, a right-wing background or anything. I don't. But there is definitely, it's a very conservative sort of upbringing I had, conservative, quote-unquote, timid upbringing that is confused with middle-class mentality as well. Don't ruffle any feathers, try to get by kind of thing. And it still haunts me on a day-to-day basis. Even today, I have to struggle to get out of that. It used to make me, well, it started making me uncomfortable when I started reading about it. So I started ignoring it or avoiding it rather. And now, for the very same reason, because it makes me uncomfortable, I've started reading news and see how it affects people. Not necessarily me, because I don't live in the same country that I'm reading about, but it does affect the common man and the people. So given all of that, I am not a very articulate person when it comes to these sorts of informed opinions. Mine is an opinion based on what just I know and what I see on a very basic level. So I just want to tell you that I'm not as articulate as the people who've come before me or will come after me. I grew up in a middle class background. I would say, privileged to a decent extent. I have seen much more privileged people than I, but I know I have quite some privilege compared to the people that I have seen as well. So given all of that, again, I was raised in a quote-unquote timid conservative middle-class family. I'm an only child, so I had that privilege as well. I didn't have to share a lot of resources, but I wasn't shy of sharing resources either. But I remember feeling uncomfortable about certain jokes, about certain, accepted forms of discrimination, which I later learned were racism. I also partook in some of them growing up because I thought that was an idea of being funny. And only after I had an opportunity to leave India and study abroad did I realize how messed up all of that is. The optics changed. And I understood I realized initially how discriminatory even words or attitudes can be, even be at surface level, or not intentionally malicious, but just the fact that you care to say those things maybe builds an opinion about someone. I don't want to bring up any examples particularly, but we lived next to a Punjabi family, a Sikh family rather, and there were these uncomfortable jokes that were being made about them for no reason. It's just that we grew up in an environment. My cousins and I, we grew up in an environment where it was okay to say certain things about certain people based on who they were, just feeding the stereotype for no reason, right? And the moment someone made a comment in retort retorted to us for the same reason or, made certain jokes about South Indians, we would get all, we would get defensive or all up in arms about that. Instead of saying that, if you can dish it out, you should be able to take it. Not that either of those things are acceptable. It's just that you're reducing someone. We failed to understand our elders as well as us at the time. We failed to understand that we were reducing someone to something that they had no control over. And even without that, there was no need to, poke fun for someone. At someone for who they were, be it a visible minority or be it the minority of an orientation, be it a gay person or whatever, right? So we were making fun of all these things, not realizing what effect that would have on us as well as on them. We were doing it behind their backs, not that we were saying it to their faces either, but we were doing it behind their backs and then having no integrity and treating them like, oh, tum to hamare dost ho, whatever. So this kept going on and on and on. And yeah, and the moment I left India, I realized, I realized that this is just messed up. There's so many accepted forms of discrimination in India. People don't see it for what it is. And the moment you tell someone who's quote-unquote patriotic that hey bhai India mein problem hai ki kyun nahi to bolte ki tum idhar baith ke bol sakte ho why don't you go back home and get into politics and try to change it like just because I'm pointing out a flaw does not mean that I want to get into the game and change it but you've at least got to accept that there's flaws the moment you get to that then it becomes like flaws kaun sa desh mein nahi hai like can you stop this you know what about is them and just accept the simple objective truth that bhai the country that you grew up in has flaws regardless of where you are pointing out those flaws from geography does not make a difference it shouldn't an opinion of someone who's faced it who's seen it happen right in front of you how can you deny that so there's a lot of gaslighting that happens with people who move away from India as well these what we've come to know as the NRI right jo bahar baith ke bhi इंडिया गुणगान करते रहते हैं बट जाना नहीं है उनको वापस दे डोंट वांट टू लिव इन द कंट्री दे जस्ट वांट टू से एवरीथिंग गुड अबाउट इट एंड जस्ट डिनाई दैट पीपल हु डोंट हैव दैट देयर इज अ लैक ऑफ प्रिविलेज आफ्टर अ सर्टेन लेवल दैट देयर इज कास्टिज्म देयर इज डिफरेंट फॉर्म्स ऑफ डिस्क्रिमिनेशन लाइक इट्स जस्ट रिडिकुलस हाउ मच डिविजन देयर इज जब स्किन कलर तो एक बात है लास्ट नेम्स skin colors le lo chalo bhi language le lo even the fucking city that you're born in or you know that you hail from all of these forms of discrimination or like differentiation have just become weaponized it's become mainstream to hate so much so that there's fucking movies been made on just spreading opinions and one-sided stories just for making money I really don't know how it gets any better before it gets much worse from here before I moved to the US I used to not resonate a lot with the point of India that I was seeing anyways I didn't resonate with that country I'm like hey, this is not equal for anybody we are not quote unquote a secular nation by any means we are a tolerant they are a majority Hindu country that is tolerant of other religions and it made no sense then it makes even lesser sense now back then I didn't interact a lot with people who were from who were outside of well there's few people that I interacted that were not South Indian or were not Hindu or you know or even Muslim like I had classmates who were Muslim I was friends with them to a surface level not that I hung out with them a lot but I didn't have any like discriminatory or any such notions about them as a people not that I'm aware of however given all of that I didn't relate to the country that I was living in or that I was born in and as I moved out I related lesser and lesser I also started ignoring news because it made me very uncomfortable my partner is very into the news she follows Indian news very much we have family back home not that our privilege is going to get affected anytime soon a part of the majority we are a Hindu family so it's not going to get affected but it still bothers me that people still deny what is actually going on I have friends who I grew up with who I went to school with who are well yeah who I used to hang out with quite a lot who have made their identity completely just politicized they won't necessarily say it all the time but I hear it I hear undercurrents I see WhatsApp forwards and even like long ass typed out messages which are filled with either thinly veiled racism or like or outright communal hatred or saying ki ye to aise hi hote hai ye to waise hi hote hai I don't see anywhere I don't see it getting any better just because another person gets elected it will get worse before it gets any better it has to get worse and people have to see the truth the objective truth for what it is before justifying why it happened I have cousins in the US who have said ki ha this is 2014 I've been anti Modi ever since the riots thing happened and there was all the sting operation and all of that when people have actually readily said ki humko in ye bande ne phone karke bola ki jaake looto maro kuto whatever the whole stuff that Rana Yuga has written a book on I will never support anybody who's that right wing itna bada right wing nut job ko to koi bhi support nahi kar kabhi support nahi karu main so when I raised this point ki ha bhai like how would like so my cousin told me that you know sometimes desh ke vikas ke liye aisa karna padta hai there are certain things you've got to accept said how would you feel if this was just flip flipped the other way around. If it this was a person of another religion and someone from your religion got murdered just for, you know, unka political ladder climbing ke liye tumhare saath aisa ho raha, how would you feel? He had no answer. And I have friends who have had these conversations with as well. They just refuse to accept flat thoughts. They just flat facts. They just refuse to accept flat facts. And then it becomes ki main apna mata kyun phodu inke saath? Why would I talk to them? Not that I don't want to engage in a conversation like that, but bol ke fayda hi nahi. It's like talking to a wall. They are saying just what they are saying without even listening to the flat fact. Like I have a friend whose wife has told me ki Hindu khatre mein hai, actually hai. I'm like, how the fuck can you say that? Majority of the country is Hindu. Tum kahan ke khatre ki baat kar rahe ho? Kidhar khatre mein hai koi? I don't understand this. Yeah, my rant is over. Sorry, before I say that, one last thing. Again, growing up, anyone who had money or anyone who was quote unquote a manager in a company or whatever, unko respect diya jata tha for no reason. And not that, you know, whether they were coming from a place of informed opinions or not. People just respected what people said flat out because they were coming. So India mein wo always raha ho, respect that babu, you know, sort of jisko position hota hai society mein. So it's just become worse now. People who have made money, they are being respected. Their opinions are taken as informed opinions, for fuck's sake. There's no reason to, like, people don't think ki critical thinking is zaruri hai, koi bakchodi kar raha hai just because wo ek, you know, alag level pe hai, usko, like he's a manager in a company or whatever, ya fir whatever, just because uska paisa does not make that guy informed, intelligent or worthy of your time. Ye people forget ki bhai critical thinking kuch khud ka thinking lagao. Just because you Google search does not mean you did any research, man. So de ban karo ye bakwas. So like, I don't know. All of this is just, this is all deep and like ingrained. Politics has nothing to do with it. Although like hating, misinformation, all of this just forwarding because you can has become the norm instead of like questioning what you're seeing on the internet also. Just because you read it on a website does not mean it's credible. How much have you actually like, agar tumko kuch curious kar raha, have you really dug into it? Surface level pe padh ke tumne, haan maine idhar padh ke bhej diya, bhai. That could be a fucking ad, a Google ad for all you know. How do you know it's the truth? Or a fact even. Like, yeah, rant over. Thank you for giving me the time. I don't want to take any time from anybody else. Thank you.
Aditya, you said that you are living outside India.
Yeah.
I have a question very specific to that. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a feeling that when this Modi loving Indian is, when they interact with the white folks, they try to project India in a different light. Like India mein to aajkal bahut sab kuch ekdam sahi hai. Bangalore mein to aapko London se zyada salary milega. This is the projection they wanted to make. Now what I have seen, the white people, they listen because out of courtesy they listen and they agree with them. But when they are not around, they actually laugh it off. It's not like the white folks do not see it for what we are.
Mm.
But like, have you also had the same experiences?
Not exactly like that, but there's been cases how people say ki haan bhai logon ke paas to bahut paisa hai, so that makes everything okay. I'm like, are you serious? Kaun se logon ke paas paisa? It's the same people who used to have money, they have just become richer. There are more like people now in the middle class, like quote unquote upper middle class, like lower middle class to Dubai ja raha in debt and whatever, right? So there's no such coloring of, there's no such nuance in those statements. Ki haan bhai India mein paisa hai. Yes, there's a lot more startup companies, but how many of them are actually failing? Uske bare mein bhi baat karo. Kaun actually paisa bana raha hai? IT mein hi sabse zyada paisa ban raha hai. Maybe some other fields. Outside of that, what? Bangalore mein haan bahut paisa milega. And what? You're spending so much of your time in fucking traffic. 40 minute like jaane ke liye, 40 minute ke distance jaane ke liye tumko 2.5 ghante lag rahe. You think that's okay? In a country where you're making a lot of money, what the fuck is the point of that money? Main jab Bombay gaya, after 7 years in the US, main jab Bombay gaya, I was shocked to see how many cars were on the roads. Number of roads nahi bade hain, bas cars bade hain. People are in traffic, AC wagera on karke bas traffic mein baithe hue hain. No one talks about this shit. It's so fucking annoying. I don't understand it. Bhai, haan, theek hai, a lot more people can afford cars. Sure, good. But what about the comfort that the car is getting them? You're just in traffic all this time. राइट ये सब बातें कोई करता नहीं, जब करते हो तो लोग, आई ट्राइड डूइंग दिस वंस इन अ कॉन्वर्सेशन लाइक समवन सेड कि हाँ भाई मुंबई में या बैंगलोर में और इन एनी अदर मेट्रोपॉलिटन सिटी इन इन इंडिया, हाँ भी पैसा मिल रहा है, सो यू नो इकोनॉमिक्स इज मच बेटर. मैं बोला इकोनॉमिक्स इज मच बेटर, क्या कर लोगे तुम इतना पैसा बना के, और किसको मिल रहा है इतना पैसा? इट्स नॉट एवरीबडी इज मेकिंग द सेम अमाउंट ऑफ मनी. Rent भी बढ़ रहा है, everything else is also becoming expensive. There's not a proportional growth in on same sides, right? And it's not everybody who's making the money. IT में बहुत ज़्यादा पैसा आ रहा है, sure, but not everybody is in IT. Not everybody wants to be in IT. बाकी लोगों का क्या? And then the like, unemployment का भी बात नहीं, कोई कर नहीं रहा है, sure. So these are things people forget to bring into the conversation when they talk about India. मैं तो I have always told my friends if you ever travel to India, make sure you have someone you trust locally who can take you around. Do not go by yourself, you will get fleeced like there's no tomorrow. मैंने बोल के रखा हुआ तुमको लूटेंगे, they'll always overcharge you for stuff that doesn't need to be. You will spend all your money on basically nothing. So I've told this to people. It's not safe for you to travel by yourself. Why tell them a lie?
Yeah, true. And I was what I feel that people. So many of these people who try to project India in a different color. It's not like the person the you are talking this or the person you are trying to convince. He's not naive. He has seen world a little bit more than you, and he knows you for what you are. Because I have this conversation from someone who is from Netherlands. It's like he's like some 10 to 15 years senior to me, and he said this to me. I still remember. It's like quite fresh in my memory. He said like here when you come outside India, you should learn to say no to your manager. Because I know in India, you have caste system and you don't know how to say no to your managers. So people outside India also know us for whatever wrong we are actually perpetuating. And unlike us, they also read about the history and read about the people they are interacting with. So they know us for what we are, of our flaws, of our even if we are doing something good.
See, Roy ki sari books, if you read, there's this one book she has written about dams. That is also very informative. Yeah, so I'll recommend every book of Arundhati Roy. I will add something, not a book, but I think since PR and marketing, this has become so much ingrained into Indian politics today. I think it will be great if people would read more on PR and marketing and understand how they are being manipulated. I don't remember any specific book. I think there's this book called The Crowd, and you have already mentioned manufacturing consent. But apart from that, you know, just Googling about PR and marketing and understanding, probably if people have time, they can read textbooks on it or research articles on it and understand how everything is so manufactured and how our brains are being completely manipulated, like hijacked by these people.
There is a 2014 book by Shivam Shankar Singh, How to Win an Election. In that, he has written, he worked with the Modi campaign in Northeast. So that is how he has explained in how the PR was generated for Modi. And the years he worked with, closely worked with the bigwigs of RSS and BJP. He has given quite information on in that book. And his second book is also good, Alternative Reality, which shows how alternate reality is created and people are made to believe things. Those two books, I think, in Indian context would give a good window to the elections in India. I started reading more after 2014 when I was retired, you know, not before that. I mean, when I was young, I used to read anything, whichever book comes to me. But after retirement 2014, I was more into the Hindutva books, the RSS books. I have read more into that. And now since I have started working again this year, so I now get less time to read. But I make it a point to, you know, early mornings, late nights, aisa. Those are the times I take time to read the books. But it takes me a lot of time, and Vatsal also helps me a lot, because I go, I read all the footnotes also. Ask Vatsal to give me some papers on that.
Delivery का काम है मेरा बस.
आपको पता नहीं है इंडिया में मॉल में सबसे, अगर आप बेंगलोर में किसी क्या क्रॉस हुआ क्या कुछ ऐसा किताब की दुकान में जाओ तो सबसे पहले आपको देखेगा मेन कैंप, सबसे पहले, मतलब
एवरीवेयर
एवरीवेयर
इवन इन एयरपोर्ट्स एंड एवरीवेयर.
मुझे इतना when like I came from a very like small town और तब मुझे बेंगलुरु में गया मैं मॉल पे तो देखा कि कैसे अंग्रेजी किताबों के दुकान कैसे होते हैं और मुझे जब वो किताब देखा इतना ओपन डिस्प्ले में तब मुझे मतलब now I should have understood that the path India is taking
one of the signs all right then तो खत्म किया जाए आज की बैठक was a heavy conversation but it was a great conversation
जय श्री माशाल्लाह बोल दो
जय श्री माशाल्लाह
Long years ago, we made a trip with destiny, and now the time comes when we shall redeem our pledge.
8 November 2016 की रात्रि को 12 बजे से.
Thank you, Minister के लिए मेरा एक ही संदेश है कि वो राज धर्म का पालन करें.
हार्ड वर्क वालों की सोच क्या होती है? हार्ड वर्क वालों की सोच क्या होती है?
अरे ये ना पंजाब की खुशबू.